Lou Platt Conference Tournament from Centura High School. High School Wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So 25 seconds left, and Derek Holt's got to find a way to do something off bottom here and do it in a hurry against one of the most solid wrestlers here at the tournament in Adam Joseph. He comes off bottom, spin.
Yeah, he's going to get the reverse out of the deal. That's a good job by Joseph fighting it off, getting into switch position. Joseph did an outstanding job getting his hips out and around, and actually now had hold on his back for a little bit there. Outstanding job by both wrestlers.
14 individual champs will be crowned again today, and everyone will be chasing Wood River in the team race as the Eagles are the top-ranked squad in Class C. All the exciting action from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Centura right after this from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. From Centura High School, it is time for 2011 coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for high school wrestling here today. A little earlier than anticipated, maybe about 30 minutes, but we're looking forward to bringing you some great wrestling, and we'll take a look at who's in the finals. And as expected, Wood River and Adams Central doing some damage. St. Paul and Ravenna having a pretty good day. And today I'm joined by Larry Baker from Loup City, been a long time a wrestling coach there, now officially, I don't know if we call you retired, but you know a lot of the kids, assistant football coach with the Red Raiders, been in the sport a long time and has helped us with our coverage in the past. And Larry, I guess for the first time in recent memory, this is really top heavy. You usually see the bottom five or six teams have at least one or two finalists. That's really not the case today. Outside of the top four teams in the team race, Kearney Catholic has two and Gibbon has one finalist, so 25 of the 28 finalists are on the top four teams.
Yeah, and that is, you know, this conference traditionally, though it's still an extremely tough conference, traditionally one of the things that made this such a great tournament was, you know, Adams Central and through some of those recent years, Ord, St. Paul, Ravenna brought a lot of good kids and were tough as teams, but the thing is points were so spread out because your finals were represented by just about every team, and you have this here where you've got a couple really good wrestling teams in this tournament here with Wood River, Adams Central, and they're going to put a lot of kids in.
And one of the things you look at is that Adams Central is a Class B school, so you look at those rankings and go, wow, Wood River's got a ton of rated kids. Some of these other, the only two schools that aren't in C, Loup City is D, and Adams Central is B, and Adams Central only has the one rated wrestler in Jake Johnson, but some of these kids, if they were in C, would be rated, so it'll be interesting to see how it matches up. We'll give you the current team scores and get you ready for the finals right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam. Proud of our area wrestlers.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Agwell. West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Centura High School, where things are moving along as they get ready for the 2011 finals that are going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at the finals now. Here are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. First off, at 103 pounds, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic will take on Jake Rickard of Wood River. At 112, Christian Nielsen of Wood River will take on Colby Ackley of Ravenna. At 119 pounds, Jordan Westcote of Wood River will take on Derek Ledesky of Adams Central. At 125, it'll be one of two matchups of last year's champions. Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River will take on Christian Berry of Adams Central. Last year, Berry won it at 112, and Lambrecht won it at 125. And Garrett, again, doing a great job at 125. At 130 pounds, Austin Starkey of St. Paul will take on Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. At 135, Derek Holt of St. Paul will take on R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. At 140, Jensen McTavish of Wood River will take on Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. At 145, Storm Raffy Hoffman of Ravenna will take on Dakota Berg of Wood River. And at 152, another matchup of last year's conference finals, Jake Johnson of Adams Central and Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. Last year, Jake Johnson was the winner right here at this weight class at 152. Pacheco way down at 119, so he has really escalated in his weight class this year. At 160, Dustin Anchetta of Wood River will take on Derek Marlene of St. Paul. At 171, Isaac Olson of Adams Central will take on Justin Kafirsky of Ravenna. At 189, Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna will take on Chris Swoboda of St. Paul. At 215, Matt Costello of St. Paul against Jack Gangwish of Wood River. And at 285, unbeaten Chad Hartman of Gibbon against Brandon Hageman of Adams Central. And those are the finalists for the 2011 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships. Lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, simply better. And we'll be back with more after this from Centura.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City, proud supporter of area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Welcome back to Centura. Here with the team standings going into the consolation wrestlebacks, and we'll update them for you here in a minute. In 10th place, Loup City had 3 points. Centura had 9 points. They were in ninth. Ward was eighth with 25. In a tie for sixth, Gibbon and Donovan Trouble each had 27 points. In fifth place, Kearney Catholic with 53. In fourth place, Ravenna with 68. In third, St. Paul with 102. In second, Adams Central with 131. And the leader, Wood River, 162 points. That was going into this wrestleback round. We'll update them for you here in just a minute. Wood River, the number one team in Class C. Adams Central, the defending champion. Coach Linusky says quite a few freshmen. They've had a couple discipline issues. They've had a couple injuries. So they got a lot of younger kids that maybe don't have a lot of varsity experience this year in today's meet. Wood River has 9 finalists, Adams Central 7, St. Paul 5, Ravenna 4, Kearney Catholic 2, and Gibbon 1. We'll also keep an eye on the 3rd and 4th place matches as well, which will be going on simultaneously here at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet, and we'll take a break and be back with more in a moment. We're about ready to get things going here on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the Danish Baker. Legendary pizza served from 5 till 9, and it's a good idea to call for reservations. Fantabulous taste, neat atmosphere, and music too. Thursday's pizza night at the Danish Baker in downtown Dannenberg.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Best of luck in today's matches from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Doug Goodall along with Larry Baker. Larry, we come into this finals matches. We talked about a couple of rematches of conference champions. What else stands out today in these finals to you?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, you kind of led with it as far as being top heavy. You have to understand, you've got maybe the best team in Class C here. You know, like the Husker Matt Power ratings, you know, does like an all-class rating. 7th rated in the state as far as how they look at them. And that's one of only 3 teams that's in that top 10 that's not a Class A school. So you're talking about a team that's got 3 or 4 number one rated kids in the state. They bring some power to this thing.
And for some of these kids, unfortunately, this is only going to be their second match. Like Adam Keating today, he got a bye into the semifinals. He defeated a Gillian of Adams Central in 1 minute. And he will take on Jake, that's what Keating did in Rickard, today, same story. So they've kind of been sitting around for a long time waiting to get going here. Keating defeated Rickard earlier this season.
Yeah, and that's tough. When you have to sit at a tournament all day and never work, have to do any work, that does make things tough. These are little 3-pounders, trust me, within the first 10 seconds, the fur will fly.
And then you take a look over at the consolation mat. It looks like Skylar Mammoth of St. Paul will take on Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central in the 3rd and 4th place matches as we get things underway here for the conference championships. And immediately in the 103-pound final, Keating goes in and gets the takedown.
Yeah, within the first 10 seconds, he's in on a shot, finished it. Now he's working a cradle. He's got it locked up. He's not in the best position, but he does have a cradle locked up there on Rickett.
Keating came in at 12-5, while Rickard has seen a lot of matches. He sits at 21-10, and he's got that cradle turned to a back here, and the near fall points are on just 30 seconds into the match. Rickard works out of it momentarily, and then Keating locks him up again.
He's got the 3 points. Of course, they're not going to be awarded until the hold break, but he needs to be very, very careful. There, he got the hold broke. He got the 3. He was putting himself in very, very dangerous position there. Rickett gets out with an escape, and immediately Keating's in on another shot.
It's 5-1, Keating with the lead midway through the first period. Again, 2-minute periods. if you're just getting back into the swing of things with a little bit of wrestling. The championships, 2-minute periods in the consolation. The first period is 1 minute, and then they go 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and immediately in that consolation, Gilliland is up 4-0 with a takedown and an air fall. He's up 4-0 over Mammoth St. Paul.
Nick Keating's in deep again on Rickett, but he's putting himself in very, very tough situations. Trying to finish there, almost put himself on his back. It's a pretty wild scramble. Probably going to get the takedown here, but he needs to be very careful. He's putting himself in tough spots. Not only is he going to get the takedown, he's putting to his back, and they are counting back points.
20 seconds to go on the edge of the mat. Rickard of Wood River needs to find a way to stay alive for another 15 seconds or get off that mat, but Keating's got him locked up, and Keating has the pin in a minute and 47 seconds. So your first conference championship here of 2011. Your champion is Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, he did a really, really nice job there. Like I said, ultra-aggressive, getting after it, putting himself in some tough spots, but he got done what he needed to get done.
At 112 pounds now, it'll be Christian Nielsen. He's undefeated, setting currently at 29-0 from Wood River against Colby Ackley of Ravenna. And Ackley getting a couple of wins today, 16-8. And this is the first matchup of the year between these two. But Nielsen, a huge favorite here. Of course, he won the 103-pound title last year.
Yeah, Doug, you're rated number one in the state with Nielsen. I don't think he lost last year. This is quite a winning streak that he's on. Ackley will be tougher. Ackley's in deep, runs him out of bounds there. Ackley's not backing down a bit.
He is a state champion last year for Nielsen, and then he was third back in 2009, and as we said, was the conference champion last year. And Wood River trying to pick up some points here and secure themselves a team title. And before they go out of bounds, Nielsen will get the takedown 23 seconds in.
Yeah, what you started to see there after that first flurry where Ackley was in deep on a leg and they went out of bounds, when they went back to the center there, Nielsen just controlled the tie completely.
Back over the consolation, Skylar Mammoth was down 6-0 to Gillian of Adams Central, and then got 3 points on the board and has just been reversed. So now it is Gilliland 9-3 with 50 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, Nielsen's on top here. There's about a minute 20 left in the first period. He's up 2-0. He's got a cradle lock there. Actually got him, got the lock broke. Controlling things here. You know, one of the things that Christian Nielsen does is he doesn't overwhelm you with a lot of flash, but he is just very technically sound. He does what he does and does it very, very well.
And over at the consolation match, it has come to an end with a pin in 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Dylan Gilliland wins it by pin in 2:33. So at 112 pounds, the consolation match getting ready to go, and it's still 2-0 here in the championship at 112. But Nielsen hasn't been able to do a whole lot off the top, but I don't know that Ackley's trying to do too much off the bottom either, Larry.
Yeah, Ackley's kind of staying smarter. He's just kind of in a ball laying there. He hasn't tried to come up and out at all. And Nielsen's just working one arm back and then the other arm back. And Nielsen is really putting the pressure on him here.
Well, he was going to set up that far side cradle. He went for the leg, but then let it go right away. And he's working him up hard to try and get the tip. And he circles, 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 and now he's got him turned over with that double wing, and he is in trouble.
Yeah, he's in big trouble. There's a lot of pain here. He's got both arms. He's got a double chicken wing here. There, see, he just did a really nice job. He's got, should have his back points. Ackley gets off of his back. There's no back points awarded there.
I'm surprised that there were no back points.
Yeah.
He had him, the chicken wing was so in that he wasn't able to get anything on him. As far as having a chance to pin him, so he had to let him go, and I guess they're going to say no back points. So Nielsen leads 2-0 over Ackley of Ravenna after the first period at 112 pounds.
That's kind of interesting. And then Nielsen gets his choice. He defers. Ackley looks over to Coach Reichs, and Coach Reichs kind of gives him the wherever you're comfortable.
So they're going to go both up here on the choice for Ackley. So both up, neutral position. The clock's not started here. There it goes. And in on a high shot this time is going to be Nielsen, and he is going to get the takedown to go up 4-0. Yeah. The consolation over at 112, it's Eric Rosebud of Adams Central against Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. No score with about 6 seconds, a little blood time there. And one thing that we want to say is that there was a pretty bad injury today to a Donovan Trumbull wrestler, and many of the Lou Platt folks will know who that is, and C.J. Cosgriff with an arm injury today, and he was beaten in the semifinals. So we wish him a quick recovery. But back over the 112-pound finals, Nielsen has got him on his back, Larry.
Yeah, he just did a great job there, put him to his back, gets the pin. The thing was there, Ackley did a really nice job. That's a good account for himself. But he was trying to survive, and Nielsen just didn't let the pressure up.
So that'll take us to 119. Jordan Westcoat of Wood River, Derek Ledesky of Adams Central, and we'll give you that championship right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurion.
And welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Championships here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Jordan Westcoat of Wood River is taking on Derek Ledesky of Adams Central. The first meeting of the year between these teams. All the top seeds did advance to the finals today. Westcoat winning two matches today is now 26-3. Ledesky got a bye. He only had to wrestle once. He's 24-6. And they've won a minute and haven't scored. Larry, kind of explain that. How can the number one kid not get or have fewer buys than the number two kid?
Well, it's just how it works out. In the end, they seed all the seedable wrestlers, and then you have to draw in the kids that aren't seedable. And if the bracket's not full, they draw the buys in, and it's just a lucky or unlucky move. You know, you never want to draw the bye, and sometimes you're unlucky, and that's what happened here.
Because that will affect the team points.
Absolutely.
So we are still scoreless as they are working in the center of the ring. Westcoat took a shot, but they came off the mat over there as Ledesky was able to counter. And, of course, Dan Ledesky, we welcome him back. Last year he wasn't here when they won the championship. And, of course, serving overseas, he's been a lifelong member of the Guards, and his son's in that. And now Derek is out here on the mat, and he has been taken down with 30 seconds to go in the first period. Westcoat has a 2-0 lead in the 119 final.
Yeah, you know, Westcoat's doing a nice job here controlling things. You know, again, Westcoat's rated number one in the state at 119 pounds in Class C, so clearly the class here. But Lenusky's tough, and he's doing a nice job here. Westcoat's got both legs in, got him flat on the mat. He's not going to get him turned here before the end of the period, but he's punishing him pretty well.
So at the end of the first period of the 119-pound final, Westcoat of Wood River has a 2-0 lead over Ledesky of Adams Central. Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic and Christian Nielsen of Wood River are first two conference champions today. Over in the consolation match at 112 pounds, there has been no change in the score. It is still scoreless as they're in the final 10 seconds between Roosevelt of Adams Central and Roach of Donovan Trumbull. There has not been a takedown yet, and they will go to the third period scoreless. Now back over to the finals, Larry.
Yeah, right there, right off the whistle, Lenusky tried a long sit-out, and Westcoat sucked him right back. There were no points, but nearly put him to his back. Now Westcoat's going to stick both those legs in and just start punishing him again. He's very good. He keeps his hips in a good spot.
For the first time, crossface. He throws a crossface in, and he turns him to his back.
And
Lenusky chose bottom, and he's in a little bit of trouble, but he'll get off that. We should get close to a count, but they're going to say no back points, and now setting up a near side cradle is going to be Westcoat.
And this is where, if you're Westcoat, you need to be very, very careful here. There, Lenusky gets the two-point reversal. I was just starting to say he's beating him up physically. Several times he's nearly scored, but he hasn't been able to score any points. You don't want to let a wrestler like Lenusky hang around, because he will make you pay. And that's what he's done here. The score is now tied with a minute 10 left in the second period.
2-2, and so now Westcoat will be on bottom. Over in the consolation match, we have had a takedown and an escape, and Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Tom Roach, actually it was an escape, then a takedown, so it's a 2-1 Roach with the lead.
And Lenusky of Adams Central now is just returning the favor by putting his legs in on top and really starting to punish and turn the arms into tappy for Westcoat here. Lenusky's trying to get him turned, but he's got himself kind of in trouble. But he's got Westcoat's arm in bad shape. They're going to go out of bounds, go back to the center. Lenusky of Adams Central will still be on top of Westcoat of Wood River.
I want to go back over to the consolation match where Rosebet actually now has taken the lead 5-1. They switched the score back up, so it's 5-1 Rosebet with 40 seconds to go in that consolation at 112. Back over to the championship. Pretty good scrambling over there, and nearly sliding out the back door was Westcoat trying to get off bottom with 25 seconds to go here in the second period of a 2-2 final in 119.
Lenusky is just doing an incredible job with his legs in, with all these crossbody rides on top. He's very, very tough, kind of like a leech. You know, he gets in that saddle. Right now he's getting back points. He only got one count there. He's in a great place. Period's going to end tight 2-2, and it'll be interesting to see, honestly, what Westcoat does. I'm sure he's got to go down to get out, but he just got rode.
So Westcoat will go down. And right now, this is huge in the team race. If Adams Central wants to still stay in it, they probably are going to have to beat Wood River in all the head-to-heads. We've got the updated team standing. And without reading them all at the moment, Wood River has a 17-point lead over Adams Central, which is pretty huge coming into this round. And it is Eric Grossman of Adams Central picking up some key points. They're not a lot, but you win these third and fourth place matches. We saw it a few years ago when Wood River hosted it. It was actually a third and fourth place match that decided the team title by a point. Now back over to the final, a little flurry rolling through. Lenusky trying to hang on as Westcoat looked like he was going to get out for the reversal, but Lenusky counters and still maintains control.
To be quite honest with you, Doug, with the crossbody rides both these wrestlers are using here, it looks like you just took two singlets and threw them in the dryer and turned it on. I mean, these guys are really getting after it. It's really a lot of high skill, and they're doing a nice job. Jiminy Cricket, he's just about... Lenusky's just about got Westcoat's arms ripped out of the socket here.
A minute 10 to go in the 119-pound final. They're on the edge of the mat, tied 2-2. Westcoat of Wood River, Lenusky of Adams Central. And if Adams Central pulls the upset here, Larry, this gets them some momentum. It gets the crowd going, and you know how important that is in wrestling, as they will come off the mat and restart in the middle.
This is exactly what Westcoat needs here. A fresh start. The legs aren't in. He needs to explode immediately off the whistle to keep that leg from coming in. Get his one and finish on his feet.
Westcoat 26-3, Lenusky 24-6, and he is able to explode off the whistle and get the escape. So Westcoat now leads it 3-2 with 45 seconds to go.
That's exactly what he needed, a fresh start. He blocked the leg, came right to his feet. Now the pressure's on Lenusky. He's got to go get the kid that's rated number one. He's got to make it happen. He takes a shot there, blocked, and this is the type of position that if you're Westcoat, you want to be in, where the guy's taking a shot, you've got it blocked, and you can just hang out.
And they're headed towards the edge of the mat, trying to push him off. And out of bounds, they'll come 20 seconds to go. The 119 consolation is Lathan Petska aboard against Kenny Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. Petska leads it 4-0 after the first period. Back to the championship. And Lenusky's got to get a takedown, and right now he's in bad shape about being taken down.
Yeah, he's in on a leg. Lenusky's in on a leg, but the hips of Westcoat are tough, and I just don't think it's going to happen here.
Time is going to run out as Westcoat hangs on for the win. Jordan Westcoat of Wood River 3, Derek Lenusky of Adams Central 2 in our first final to go the distance.
And I tell you, as from Lenusky's standpoint, that's a good match. You just took a kid that, you know, is probably going to be a top three kid at the state tournament in Class C to the brink. That's the kind of match that can change a young guy's career.
Petska and Pfeiffer over here at the consolation, and I'm going to have to get my eyesight checked and double-check. I think maybe it's Pfeiffer that's up 4-0 because he's just went up 6-0 with a reversal here in this consolation match at 119. The championship now at 125. Two guys that won conference titles last year, Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River, Christian Berry of Adams Central. Lambrecht is undefeated. He's now 29-0. Barry, one win today, is 22-3. Christian, the man that's coming up in weight class, he won it last year at 112 pounds.
Right, and you've got Garrett Lambrecht rated number one in Class C, Christian Barry rated number four in Class B. This is a big boy match, and you've got Garrett Lambrecht, who's been third, and second at the state meet. So you're talking, he's got lots of hardware already in the coffers, and no question he's looking for another trip to the finals. This will be a good match.
Barry finished fourth last year, and again, this is B versus C. So this, with the Adams Central invite next week, they might see each other again. But really, most of the conference schools have not seen Adams Central. St. Paul got a chance to see him a little bit. That's been about it.
And if you're Coach Waddington, truthfully, this is what you want. You want a situation. You're trying to win a state title. You're trying to be there at the very end at the state meet. You want matches like this. And if you've got to do it again next week, so be it. You want big, tough matches to take your tough kids, your best kids, and push them to the wire like we just saw. 40 seconds left in the first period. There's been no score with Lambrick and Berry. And, in fact, there hasn't even been a shot taken. Pretty much hand fighting right in the center of the mat. Nobody's been willing to open up yet.
Looks like they're about to step off the mat and restart.
If this continues, you can see the official here.
An excellent officiating that we do have here today, Larry Baker, former coach.
Well, to be quite honest with you, the two guys that are out there now have done it a long time, one of which I believe was the official of the year last year.
Todd Parr.
Don't
they have two guys entered?
Right. You kidding me?
Faber and Parr, they've been going together for a long, long time. I got to pick out our third referee that's here today. But we've got a little flurry here at the end of the first period.
You've got Berry, who's in deep on a fireman's carry. And, I mean, that's close. That's very, very close to have been 2 points. Lambrick was flat on his side, just hanging on. They don't give the points. They're going to go to the second period. Lambert's choice. He defers, and Berry goes to his feet, so he feels comfortable up top. He doesn't necessarily feel that going down gives him the guaranteed one. That's interesting because you have to believe that Lambrick is going to get one. And these types of big matches, Doug, a lot of times you feel like it's 1-1. You feel like you can get out, and the other guy's going to get out, or at best, it's 1-0. You can ride him. And when you concede that point, you feel like you're better on your feet.
First takedown usually wins in these type of matches. There's no doubt about it. The 119 consolation. It is Kenny Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull in complete control. 12-1 lead over Lathan Petsko aboard with a minute to go in the 119 consolation.
Garrett Lambrick there with a big slide by out of that tie, but doesn't get it finished. They're still on their feet. Minute 20 left in the second period.
Oh, in on a single.
Berry's in on a single, and he goes up to the head. He's not going to get it finished. Lambrick's very tough to finish on because he's long, Doug. He's very, very long, and that makes finishing tough. Inside trip.
Berry with the inside trip. He had him locked up. He's not been given the takedown yet, and now he steps around and gets the takedown. Christian Berry of Adams Central scores first with 50 seconds to go in the second period.
And Lambrick was very, very smart there to concede the two because that could have been five or a pin very, very easily. He was nearly on his back.
Now they're on the edge of the mat, and he's trying to tip him here, but it looks like he'll probably run out of real estate, and that's the case, so they'll have to reset back in the center here. But the first points go to Berry. He's up 2-0 over Garrett Lambrick, who's undefeated so far this year in 29 matches already. Hard to believe that many on the board.
And the key here for Berry is you have to ride him for these last 30 seconds. Then you force Lambrick to have to get a takedown somewhere, and he's not going to do it. Lambrick gets out with 26 seconds left, so now it's 2-1. He needed to ride him there so that he could go to the third period with a two-point lead. So if Lambrick got out, it was 2-1. Lambrick was going to have to take him down. But Berry's in deep on a shot here. Lambrick's running a tough power three-quarter half.
And he stretches. He lays himself out there. And then look out. He steps out and gets the takedown. Berry got the takedown. Lambrick took a chance. Berry with a good counter. And he's going to have a 4-1 lead as we go to the third period. Time expires. That's a huge two.
That's huge. You know, in a sense, Lambrick could have been better off getting rode out. You know, I was saying there that was big, that escape, but now it's 4-1. He's got to go down where he will struggle getting out. Berry's very tough on top, but he's going to have to get a takedown here, Doug.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker at the Loup Lat Conference Wrestling Championships. That's the key, too, as you were saying, Larry. Getting out or reversing doesn't catch him up here, so he needs to hope that he can get out as soon as he can and try and get the takedown, but Berry's taken him down twice, and wrestling from behind against a seasoned wrestler, always tough. And sometimes the guy that's behind is going to take chances, and that's what Lambrick's doing here.
Lambrick's in on a Peterson roll. He's got the wrist. He's got the leg. He's walking on his feet, trying to get him Peterson here. Berry's just made himself long. The bad thing is here is there's something that just took about 30 seconds, and now Berry's back behind Lambrick. Lambrick, like you said, Doug, an escape or a reversal doesn't catch him up. He has to make something happen fast, because he's going to need points after that.
And I think Lambrick's trying to make the big move here, and then he's going to get the reversal. So it is now 4-3. Christian Berry of Adams Central 4, Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River 3, 1:05 to go in this match.
And Lambrecht's very good on top. There's a reason Berry didn't want to go underneath him when he had his choice. Lambrecht, he's got 1 minute left here. He could get some back points. He better, he needs to make a decision to cut him and take him down to tie it.
Consolation at 1:25. Dan Proskuchel of Ord against Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. A scoreless first period, and Proskuchel of Ord chooses bottom to start the second in the consolation. We've got 40 seconds left in our 1:25 championship. Could be an upset in the making. Berry of Adams Central leads it 4-3.
And Berry has not been warned. He can do not a lot. There's only 30 seconds left.
Right.
Cut the wing in, Lair. He's got a tight waist chicken wing, and Lambert's running it tough. And there he just switched sides again. He's really putting the pressure on Berry here. I think he's going to get him turned, Doug.
20 seconds. He's got the legs in. There's the near fall. Lambrecht's got it. He might pin him. 12 seconds to go. There's the stick.
There's a reason that Berry didn't want to go underneath him. Lambrecht is so good on top, and he smelled the blood in the water there. There's another thing there. There's a kid going for a state title, three-time state placer. He wants to make it happen. When the going got tough there, he got the win. That's a good thing you want to see from a good kid towards the end of the year.
He stays undefeated and does it in the final 20 seconds. The pin at 5:50 for Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River over Christian Berry of Adams Central. The first of our two matches today that have last year's conference medalists and champions against each other. Let's take a break. When we come back, St. Paul's Austin Starkey against Adams Central's Tyler Joseph. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Meet on Classic Hits.
For service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See REI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. Good luck, athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Along with Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back here at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet, where Austin Starkey, who lost to Anthony Pacheco in overtime of the 1:19 final last year, is in control early of Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. An early takedown, and now he has rolled him to his back for a three-point near fall. Joseph gets out of there, but they tip him again. It's 5-0 with 50 seconds to go in the first period, and Tyler Joseph in some big-time trouble here.
Yeah, Starkey's got his body scissored, Mo, my goodness. I mean, he's just like a puma pouncing here. You know, he's the third-rated kid in the state, the returning state finalist. You know, he got to the state finals last year. Starkey looks good.
Another near fall, 3 points, 8-0 with 30 seconds to go. Now, Joseph did pull a little upset. He knocked off the two-seed A.J. Svitak of Wood River 10-4. And Starkey, his semifinal lasted 15 seconds.
Yeah, I can't imagine what goes on in that Starkey home, you know, watching these boys wrestle for all these years, just mean and tough. And Dad was the state champion, and he was the same way, tougher than heck. My goodness.
Over at the 1:25 consolation, Proskuchel of Ord could not escape in the second period. So Proskuchel of Ord and Van Meter of Gibbon are still scoreless as they start the third period, and Van Meter will, of course, take down. And the first period has come to an end here in the 130-pound championship. Now, Starkey only beat Joseph 4-2 in their previous meeting this year. Today, he's out to an 8-0 first period lead, and they'll go neutral again here as Starkey is very tough on his feet.
And fast starts are so important in wrestling. You can go out and set the tone, set the pace, and make somebody wrestle your style. It's just so important, and that's what he's done. He's in deep here on a leg, but he needs to be careful with this upper body. He's allowing an upper body tie by Joseph, and that can be a little scary because that's something Adam Central's very known for.
The first of five finalists for St. Paul here is Austin Starkey. Derek Holt will take on De Leon of Wood River next. And over here in the consolation match, Van Meter has turned Proskuchel in the third period, and he's going to get the pin.
you know, and in some ways, because that 125 pound with Garrett Lambrick and Christian Berry, you know, that really kind of steals the show. But Eli Van Meter's the fifth-rated kid in the state, really good wrestler, you know, so getting third out of that, very, very good.
He wins it in a pin in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Now back over to the championship match at 130. No change here as Starkey still has an 8-0 lead halfway through the second period.
Yeah, and he's in deep on a leg. They've got kind of a scramble going on. It's probably going to stalemate itself out, but he's in deep again.
The 130-pound consolation will be Svitek of Wood River against Dalton Smith of Gibbon. Let's update those team standings coming into this round, and we'll start at the top. Wood River, 189. Adams Central, 172. St. Paul, 116. Ravenna, 82. Kearney Catholic, 5th with 71. Then it's Ord with 51. Donovan Trumbull, 41. Gibbon, 37. Luke City, 10. Centura, 9.
Right there, Joseph just does a nice job, gets the takedown on Starkey, and then Starkey gets the escape. They are really cranking it up. Now it's 9-2, I believe.
And there is 30 seconds remaining here in the first or the second period. And they will be neutral as they come to the middle of the mat. 9-1 should be the score.
Yeah, this is interesting. Starkey's...
Or 9-2, actually.
Yeah, 9-2. Starkey's shucking by and getting in deep on a double, blast double, but he just can't get it finished. And every time when he comes back up, they're in an over-and-under tie, and he needs to be careful not to get pancaked here to his back.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Dannebrog, and Loop City, home of Larry Baker, who's joining me, Doug Duda, for today's coverage. And that will be the end of the second period with no more scoring, but Austin Starkey of St. Paul leading Tyler Joseph of Adams Central 9-2. And Starkey takes bottom. Joseph actually had the choice in the second period there, took neutral.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm sure he'll try to get his legs in like most Adams Central kids do and be tough here. I will say that Tyler Joseph has stopped the avalanche that was the first 45 seconds of that match. You know, and I mean, that's why quick starts are important. He's ahead 2-1 since that first 45 seconds. But we'll see here, now that he's got that avalanche stopped, what he can get started.
In the consolation match, A.J. Svitek, as expected, who was 22-8 coming in, wins it by a pin over Dalton Smith of Gibbon in 1:25.
Those bonus points are big. You know, not only does Lambrick pull out the win at the very last, but he gets bonus points with the pin. Svitek getting bonus points there.
And a flurry again over here in the championship match, and it looks like we will see a roll through here as Starkey just about had Joseph turn, but Joseph hangs with it, and now they'll come off the mat. Should be one for an escape. No, two for a reversal. Starkey's going to get the reversal.
Yeah, Tyler Joseph stopped wrestling right on the edge of the mat. I don't know if he thought the whistle had blown or Starkey fell on top of him. It was only going to be one escape, and then it turns into two reversals.
At the 135-pound consolation, Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull against Dan Eddy of Adams Central in the 135 consolation. After the 140-pounders finish up, they will break and award medals, and we'll recap what's been going on here. So far, all the number one seeds have won the conference tournament. Keating of Kearney Catholic, Nielsen, Westcote, and Lambrick of Wood River, and now Starkey of St. Paul in control 11-2. And riding with 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, it's the whole match has really changed. Starkey now is just kind of content with trying to let seconds tick off the clock here. After that big first flurry, he just hasn't done much. Now he's bleeding. They're going to have to. He's got a cut above his nose. Dad's going to get him taken care of. Of course, Dad's doing more coaching here than wiping blood, if you want the truth.
Well, again, they've had a head coaching change at St. Paul. There have been quite a few actual head coaching changes in the Lou Platt Conference, and I don't know if I can go right off the top of my head, but Luke City, I know, is one. Gibbon's getting some new guys in there to coach this year. Donovan Trumbull has a change. St. Paul has a change. And I guess, technically, Adams Central has a change. Coach Linusky's back after a year overseas. We're still working on the blood. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be right back to Centura.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Price.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And they've just finished up taking care of Austin Starkey with a little blood above the nose, a little cut, and he has just 37 seconds to finish off here against Tyler Joseph to win the conference championship. Lost it overtime last year way down at 119.
Yeah, this is a good conference title to win. I know, you know, I haven't coached in this thing a long time. This is a great tournament. You want your kids to walk away from here with a medal, but being a Luplat conference champion means something. This is a tough tournament, and getting beaten overtime last year, this will mean something to him.
Joseph trying to get out here at the end, but it's not going to be able to do it, and that means it's a major decision for Austin Starkey of St. Paul. Final score, 11-2 over Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. So we're still looking for our first upset. 5-for-5 of the number one seeds. Anywhere, Larry, you see maybe a number two. I mean, at 152, you got Jake Johnson against Anthony Pacheco, who both won conference titles last year, but I got to think that Johnson is a prohibitive favorite, maybe a little bit more than a 50-50 in that one.
Yeah, I would say so, but the one thing I'll say, and that is, again, you've got two highly rated wrestlers, and that'll be a tough match.
Want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you the Luplat Conference Wrestling meet for, I quit counting a long time ago, but this is the 13th or 14th year that I've been at it here on Classic Hits with a variety of folks. We want to give a shout-out to our longtime assistant, Mike Fleshman. Get better, buddy. I know you're listening online because you're crazy that way. Lexington Invite going on today. I know Kearney High and a ton of teams are over there. It's a busy Saturday, and hopefully everybody gets home safe and the weather's not too bad. It sounds like we're going to be okay right here. But maybe the farther to the east and north you get, a little more slick, so be safe out there. Also on the web, kkpr.com.
Yeah, and I just quickly, to Coach Fleshman, I ditto that. You know, wrestling's a better place with that guy having been involved.
He is a knowledgeable man that helps out not only with us, he helps out at Husker Mat. I want to thank Ross and the crew there. They do a great job online. You can check them out at HuskerMat.com with their coverage. And again, we will be at the district wrestling meet. We will have our annual Power 99 Classic Hits Now Wrestling Rally the Sunday before state, talking with area wrestlers and coaches as they get ready to go to state, and complete coverage of the state meet and all of the semifinal matches live that Friday night. And we've got our first points, Derek Holt with a takedown midway through the first period over R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. Holt beat him earlier this season.
Yeah, Holt really has just pretty well controlled all the ties here throughout this match so far. 50 seconds left, up 2-0. You know, he's the second-rated wrestler. Derek Holt from St. Paul is in the state. So, again, he's had a great year, looking to finish the thing off.
Consolation match between Maurer of Donovan Trumbull and Eddie of Adams Central, 3-0 with a minute 10 to go here in the match. And right now, Maurer is working from the top, trying to find a way to get Eddie turned here and keep things rolling with a minute to go in that consolation match.
Right, and Derek Holt, still no change here, 2-0. But, you know, he's looking for his first conference title. Was second last year at the conference meet, trying to walk through that door. He was sixth state meet, so pretty good kid.
Wood River Adams Central matchup at 140. Jensen McTavish and Ryan Alexander will meet for the first time. And, again, McTavish is unbeaten. Alexander setting it to 25-3 coming into the finals.
And the interesting thing is, you know, Wood River's improved their schedule quite a bit, so their records are very much legit. But a lot of times an Adams Central record, a 25-3 record, that's a big boy record. I mean, they do go wrestle people.
Well, they were at the Heartland Events Center,
yes,
for the big dual tournament in December, so you know they saw some outstanding meeting, and they held their own in that.
Right, and that's what I mean. You know, a lot of times records can be deceiving, and they can not quite tell the story, and I think there's a situation where they are. You know, Wood River 2 years ago or last year was at the Flatwater Fracas, and, you know, so there's a lot of good wrestling that happens there.
Yeah, these kids that go to the Flatwater are doing a great job, and we've come to an end over here in the consolation match, and your winner is going to be Donovan Troubles. Heath Maurer holding on for a 3-2 victory over Dan Eddy of Adams Central. So that'll take us to the 140-pound consolation match, and that'll be a forfeit because this is where C.J. Cosgrove, who was a runner-up last year in the meet for Donovan Trumbull, was injured earlier today in his match at 140 pounds against McTavish and had to default out. So Jeff Both of Ord will finish in third by default at 140 pounds. And again, we wish Cosgrove the very best. He was the runner-up to Matt Klingensmith last year at 145. Actually, his lost weight.
Yeah. Must have been a lineup issue. Gosh, there's a lot of people in this world that could say they were a runner-up to Matt Klingensmith.
De Leon is going to start the second period with an escape here, and he is now down to Holt 2-1 with a minute 20 to go here. And in on a shot, looks like they're going to come off the mat, but a takedown was awarded there, Larry.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yep, it's 4-1 here. You know, it's kind of interesting. Derek Holt is doing nothing flashy here. He's just staying in great positions, controlling the match. There's not a lot going on, but he's making sure of that.
Well, there will be a match at 140. They misput C.J. Cosgrove on. He had to forfeit to Tyler Roan of St. Paul. So both of Ord and Roan of St. Paul, as I misread the bracket, will wrestle a consolation, it appears, at 140 pounds. Now back over at the championship at 135, Holt of St. Paul has the 4-1 lead over De Leon of Wood River and riding him towards the top of the mat with 30 seconds left to go here in this championship second period.
And honestly, I mean, for a lot of reasons, this should be a mismatch, and Holt should be really taking it to him. Though he's controlling things, De Leon from Wood River is just hanging around and wrestling a nice match. And I think that's really what Darren has done. You know, we're talking about them being the number one rated team in Class C. They've got a great chance to win a state title. They've got all these number one rated wrestlers and so on. Darren's done this the right way. Darren's done this through his Little Kids program. He's built this program. You know, he didn't always have a ton of success, but what he did is he was willing to put all the work in and get this program to where it's at. So it is a homegrown situation.
You know, also for Mike Fleshman listening in, I thought for a minute there we were going to get the spladle.
Yes, it was close.
The second period comes to an end. Holt leads it 4-1 over De Leon of Wood River. Update, this was a couple of hours ago, but Grand Island is out at the top of the Rockies. The individual meet with about 30 teams, they were setting sixth going into the quarterfinals. They won that meet last year, but they've got a few issues, kids out that would normally be sitting there, including some number one kids, so they're losing a lot of points with some kids that aren't wrestling this weekend that were at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
and now Holt gets an escape to take a 5-1 lead.
Yeah, you go to a tournament of that magnitude and leave several of your hammers at home in the toolbox, and, I mean, it's tough to score those points.
Well, can De Leon do something here now, Larry? He's down 5-1. He really hasn't been able to do anything on his feet against Holt.
Well, he's put himself in position. A 5-point move can win the match. He's hung around long enough to put himself in position to where it's a one-possession game, so to speak. The problem is he hasn't been anywhere close, but he's got a headlock here, and Holt takes him down.
Yeah, he went for the throw. Holt took him down. Then he cuts him. So a takedown of an escape, but it's 7-2.
I wouldn't have cut him. I'd have stayed on top. I don't want De Leon back on his feet where he can toss me.
Now in the consolation match, 3-0 in favor of Roan of St. Paul after the first period.
I'm not sure what happened on the edge of the match there, the edge of the mat. They're really beating each other up down here. There was an unsportsmanlike conduct against both, and they just really started whacking each other again.
Well, they had to wrestle each other already today, so and both won it 9-3 over Roan in the quarterfinal round. Then they both lost in the semis, or Roan comes back through and both lost to Alexander in the semis.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they challenged each other in the locker room and they're going to take it out here, but they're beating each other up pretty good.
Well, and both is pretty wrapped up with the brace on the left shoulder. Back to the championship, 40 seconds to go. Holt in control, 7-2 over De Leon, who, of course, once again is trying to find a way to lock up high and get a throw here. He tried that earlier, couldn't get it done, and ended up getting taken down. Now he's in on a single.
Yeah, and Holt just got warned for stalling. Holt really just hung out here and hung out. He gets the takedown, but he just needs to ride him out here and not give De Leon a chance.
17 seconds. The takedown makes it 9-2 as they hustle back to the center of the mat. 3-2. Both has picked up some points with a reversal over here over Roan of St. Paul, but St. Paul still leads 3-2. Here's an escape by De Leon with 13 seconds to go. Again, he's in on a single, kind of a weak shot that time, and just setting on him his hole.
Doug, I think De Leon really impressed me. Clearly outmatched here. Never really, there he gets a last-second takedown to make the score so it's not so bad. But that really impressed me. That speaks to where their team is. He's outmatched. He's getting really clobbered in the match, but just hangs around, and keeps fighting and keeps coming. That tells you where their program as a whole is right now and where Coach Waddington has been.
So Derek Holt will pick up the win by a score of 9-5. Derek Holt of St. Paul picks up the 9-5 victory in the 135-pound final here for the Wildcats of St. Paul, who bring home back-to-back championships.
Right, and that's good. And again, that's his first conference title. Now you bring on Wood River at 140 pounds, the number, again, a number one rated wrestler in the state, and Jensen McTavish. And he's going to wrestle Ryan Alexander from Adams Central.
And this will be the first meeting of the year between the two. McTavish comes in, as you said, unbeaten. He wrestled once today, won by the default in the injury over Cosgrove, so he's 27-0. Alexander, just one match today. He beat both 9-4. He's 25-3. And an early
he just changed. Yeah, McTavish goes out, quickly takes him down, and just purposely cuts him. They go back to their feet, and he's really wrestling physical here. McTavish is really, really being physical with Alexander here on their feet.
Well, 140, a good weight class, and we've got a good consolation match. It's 4-4 starting the third period, and now it's 5-4 because it looks like both is going to get the escape, Larry, and so they're on their feet with a minute 50 to go in the match.
Yeah, both the fourth-rated wrestler in the state, so again, he's a kid that's had a good year to this point, and it is. It's 5-4 here. Foth's up by one.
And now back over to the championship. We've got another takedown here. Wood River's Jensen McTavish with a solid takedown with 45 seconds to go in the first period. He's up 4-1.
McTavish looks commanding. And the one interesting thing about Jensen McTavish, he is a very good wrestler, but he sometimes can get a little shaky.
Both interesting that he's rated, Larry, because he's 15-8, so the guys he's wrestling must all be top two kids in the state in the places that Ord has been. And, of course, they find some spots up there in that north country, northeast country. Sergeant Burwell's up there. The Broken Bow invite, they see some from the west. Now Foth is in on a cradle, and he has got him on his back. Roan is on his back and close to a pin with 50 seconds to go in the match.
And that's tight. They're not going anywhere. He's got the leg hooked. He's in tight. He's even got his chin on the shoulder. I don't know if he's going to pin him, but I can't imagine he's going to get out of here.
35 seconds to go in the consolation. No change over here in the championship, although Alexander doing his best to face up, get his head out for one, and he does. He got it out right before the end of the period.
That was dangerous by Jensen McTavish. That's exactly what I alluded to there a minute ago. He just purposefully rolled straight across his back and nearly got caught on his back there by Alexander. Jensen McTavish, great wrestler, but there are times he makes decisions like that can cost him.
Now, no pin in the consolation match, but time is going to expire, and McTavish will get the choice here. As Alexander deferred, McTavish will start on bottom at the beginning of the second period, leading it 4-2 over Alexander of Adams Central in the 140 final.
And again here, now McTavish is on the bottom, starts the second period up 4-2. He needs to explode. There, nice Granby roll, going to cause a scramble. He's got a Peterson roll. He's got it locked up, and they're counting back points. You're going to get two reversal there for McTavish, and clearly counting back points. That's going to be a five-point move and make it 9-2.
And there's still a minute and a half to go here in the second period. Over in that consolation, after falling behind 3-0, Jeff Foth of Ord rallies for the 10-4 win over Tyler Roan of St. Paul. And we'll have a break, give medals, and now there's a stick.
Jensen McTavish finishes that Granby roll. He reaches back, hooks the head, and stacks him up on his back. He's the number one rated wrestler in the state for a reason.
So both Wood River unbeaten wrestlers come through today with a little bit of a tussle, but they both win and stay unbeaten, and that is a pin in 2 minutes and 39 seconds. But we're halfway through the finals. That means they're going to break and award the medals here at the 2011 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet. We'll take a break, recap where we've been and where we're going right after this on Classic Hits.
It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op Pivot Tires, Agrimax, Co-op Quad Front Tires, and the Agra Radials. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Goodo along with Larry Baker back here with the Lou Platt Wrestling Meet. Let's give you an update here from our man out in Colorado for Grand Island at the top of the Rockies. Reedy and Trujillo are in the finals for Grand Island at 130 and 112 pounds for Grand Island advance to the finals for the Islanders. And we'll try and maybe have an update on that before we get rid of our time here. But they're awarding medals, and Wood River right now, Larry Baker, in very good shape. I hate to say that they've clinched it because we haven't seen the updated standings, but they didn't lose any of those matchups in the first seven against Adams Central. They had two head-to-heads, three head-to-heads. They won them all, so it's over.
Yeah, it's done. And Adams Central just didn't score. Even in some of those Consti matches, they struggled. And like I said to you in that break, Doug, I'm really impressed with where Wood River is now demeanor-wise, how they look. It'll be interesting to see how this thing ends up here in a few weeks. They look very, very good. Now, the scary part of that is you don't want to peak here. And they look like a team that is. And if they're not peaking here and they do peak a few weeks from now, my goodness, they're going to be tough to deal with. But they look good. And that's the one thing in this situation you have to be careful of is don't let them peak yet.
We will take a look at the medalists here in just a moment. Right now, let's hear from some more of our very fine sponsors, and we'll be back and tell you who the top four were in our first seven weight classes at the Lou Platt Conference Meet on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam. Proud of our area wrestlers.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to Centura High School. We want to thank Lori and Bill and Mark Coe and all the folks here for their hospitality, as always, for allowing us to bring you this Lou Platt Conference meet. Let's run down where we have been and where we still have to go as we're halfway home here in the Lou Platt Conference meet. At 103 pounds, fourth place went to Skylar Mammoth of St. Paul. Third, Dylan Gillian of Adams Central, winning it by pin in 233. And in the final, second, Jake Rickard of Wood River, the champion, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic. He wins it in a pin at 147. At 112 pounds, fourth place goes to Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. Eric Rosvet of Adams Central wins it by decision to take third. In the finals, at 112, Colby Ackley of Ravenna second. Christian Nielsen of Wood River wins it by pin in 228. At 119 pounds, fourth place to Lathan Petsko of Ord. Third to Kenny Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. He wins it 14-3. In the final, Jordan Westcote of Wood River, a 3-2 win over Derek Linusky of Adams Central. Westcote wins it. At 125 pounds, fourth place to Dan Proskuchul of Ord. Third to Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. He won the consolation in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And then in a great 125-pound final, Christian Berry of Adams Central had the lead on Garrett Lambrick, who got the reversal and the pin at the 550 mark. So Lambrick wins by pin at 550. 130 pounds. Fourth place went to Dalton Smith of Gibbon. Third to A.J. Svitek of Wood River. He won it in a pin in 125. In the finals, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central second. Austin Starkey of St. Paul jumped out 8-0 in the first period and won it 11-2. At 135 pounds, fourth place to Dan Eddy of Adams Central. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull takes third with the 3-2 victory. In the finals, Derek Holt of St. Paul, a 9-5 victory over R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. And finally, at 140, fourth place to Tyler Rohn of St. Paul. Third to Jeff Both of Ord. He wins it 10-4. And in the championship, Jensen McTavish of Wood River defeats Ryan Alexander of Adams Central in a pin in 2 minutes and 39 seconds. We'll move on to the second half of the final. Storm Rathi Hoffman of Ravenna against Dakota Berg of Wood River, and Jake Johnson of Adams Central, Anthony Pacheco, Kearney Catholic. Our first two finals when we come back on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City. Proud supporter of area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue Way, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, live here at Centura, where we are midway through the 2011 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, and we'll update the team standings for you in a moment, but we're ready to go on the 145-pound final. Storm Rathi Hoffman of Ravenna, he is taking on Dakota Berg of Wood River. They have wrestled twice this year. They have split those two matches. In the consolation match, Quentin Mervica of St. Paul is taking on J.D. Oshner of Adams Central, and Marvica gets the early takedown to lead it 2-0. And we're looking on some points here, Larry, in the final.
Yeah, Storm is just doing, for Ravenna, is just doing a great job. He gets the takedown there, but he got in deep, and they scrambled. He just stayed in tremendous position to get the 2 points. Immediately sticks the leg in here. Going to run a crossbody right. He's got the arm hook. Oh, if he can get that turned, he's probably going to get some back points here. He's got the crossbody right in. Grapevine.
Now he's getting hard. He better be careful he doesn't get reversed. And might be reversed to his back. Well, he got rolled. Rathi Hoffman just kept going there, and he rolled right through. But right now it looks like a possible escape there for Barg. If he can pop his head out, they come to their feet. Probably going to be one, Larry.
Yeah, and Storm got two different one counts there and didn't get the two count.
Well, he didn't give up the escape either, though. He whips his hips around and regains control here.
Barg needs to wrestle hard there. He just kind of quit wrestling. Hoffman had conceded the one really there. He was going to let him up, and Barg just needs to keep wrestling.
4-0, Marvichka of St. Paul leading Oshner of Adams Central as they go to the second period.
Yeah, and Hoffman here again riding those legs, and he's going to get reversed here, I think. He just let his hip lay on the mat too long there. He was in good position, let his hip lay on the mat too long, and Barg gets the reversal. Really, and that one hurts because it's within the last 10 seconds of the period. Instead of going into the second period 2-0, now you're going to go tied at 2.
Always better to be ahead is what you're saying.
Always better to be ahead. Gosh dang, you don't want to, you know, it's like giving up the Hail Mary right at the end of a football game. You don't want to give that up right at the end of the period.
Rathi Hoffman will have choice in the second period. He will take down. Let's take a look at the team standings in this exact moment of the meet. Centuria is 10th with 9 points. Loop City 9th with 10 points. It is Donovan Trumbull 8th with 40. Gibbons 7th with 42. Ord is 6th with 55. Kearney Catholic is 5th with 71. Ravenna is 4th with 82. St. Paul 3rd with 131. Adams Central 2nd with 175. And Wood River 210 points. They've got a 35-point lead over Adams Central with 14 matches to go. And now a reversal for Rathi Hoffman coming off bottom to take a 4-2 lead 30 seconds into the second period.
They're going to stop. Hoffman's headgear falls off, but this is an interesting match. They're both rolling around. It wouldn't surprise me to see one of these guys catch each other on their back.
We've had one blood time, haven't seen any stalling points. I think we've only had one stall warning in the finals. It's been pretty clean. Haven't seen them just leaning on each other. There's been some action in all the matches, even the 3-2 Westcote-Lenusky match has seen action. So it's been fun for the fans here.
Yeah, I would say it's been really good wrestling. Very, very action-packed. To be honest, the Derek Holt match was the only really slow match, and it really got going with a flurry at the end of it.
Consolation match with 20 seconds to go in the second period at 1:45. Quentin Marvicka of St. Paul has a 5-0 lead over J.D. Oshner of Adams Central.
Yeah, and again, Rathi Hoffman here has got the legs in. He's not in the best shape, but there he's going to cheese. He gets another one count. He just can't get that two count to get some back points. He's riding tough. He'll put himself in some bad spots, but he's doing a really nice job here if he could just get a two count. He's had 3 or 4 different one counts.
We're hearing some coaching now for the first time in quite a while. You can hear the coaches' voices getting over the top as they're on the edge of the mat with 20 seconds to go here in the second period. As they ride the white line over there, Rathi Hoffman comes over and does get the 2-point near fall before they go out of bounds. So Storm Rathi Hoffman now leads it 6-2.
You know, Doug, and these two, like you said, they've split, and talking to the Ravenna staff, last week they're wrestling each other. Rathi Hoffman's up 6-2, and there's a defensive pin, and that's how he lost. Mm-hmm. So they've wrestled this style we're seeing right here, this kind of flop around, put each other in bad shape before.
Now, the official signaled a 2-point near fall, but they have not put it on the board, and now he checks the scoreboard. Yeah, the coaches are ready. They're on top of it.
Trust me, Coach Reich will never, ever let that not happen. He'll make sure those points end up on that board.
And his assistant coach, we may know as well, with the last name of Trampy over there. Of course, Derry's still at Ord, and Chris over here doing some work for Ravenna. They're all over the place, Castlers and Trampies.
Well, and he's not only out there coaching, he just jumped down on his hip and started showing Storm what it was he needed to be doing. So now here Darren goes over to ask why the 2 points went up. and Dom walked over and told Darren to go sit down. There's some friendly ribbon going on here.
6-2, and as we go to the third period, Bargain Wood River will choose bottom. So he will choose bottom, needing to get out and get some points, and he's right off the whistle, moving, but trying to set up a far side cradle, getting a little too high here is Rathi Hoffman.
Yeah, again, he's got a far side cradle. He's got a good move, and he's applying it in the right spot, but he's doing it in a manner that could just get him in trouble. Now he's gone away from that. He's got a cross body right in. He's got the leg in. And Bard's got to do something. He's just kind of laying there.
Well, it seems like Rathi Hoffman just keeps changing his mind on what he wants to do. And now here you go again. He got himself in trouble. Can we throw out Splatel? Almost pinned himself again, and we got a reversal by Barg nearly to the back.
Yeah, he's been playing with matches, and there he finally got burned. He's been rolling across his back, and there he got caught. And now he's just about out. Boy, these two are just going to keep going after
him. Yeah, Barg's really high trying to work a wing there, and he's way up on the head. He's lost control of virtually the body, but now just laying there is Rathi Hoffman with a minute to go in the match.
But, Doug, you're exactly right. Rathi Hoffman just needs to pick a lane and stick with one thing. He's controlling things, but he's just trying to do too much.
And now Barg trying to get him turned. Rathi Hoffman still leads it 6-4 with 40 seconds to go in the match.
Yeah, now they're in another scramble. Bart's trying to get his legs in. He's pseudo got his legs in, and Rathi Hoffman's got him in bad shape now. So, now Storm Rathi Hoffman comes out the back door for a 2-point reversal. The score's 8-4 with under 20 seconds left in the match.
Still working his bar. He tried to roll through and evidently got himself on his back. There's going to be a 2-point near fall.
He finally got a 2 count there, but looks like he's going to win the match 10-4.
And so it got interesting for a while, but Dakota Barg can't finish the move. Storm Rathi Hoffman able to counter. And Rathi Hoffman of Ravenna is the first Blue Jay Conference champion today with a 10-4 victory over Dakota Barg. And in the consolation, no scoring in the third period. Quentin Marvichka of St. Paul, a 5-0 win over J.D. Oshner of Adams Central. In the 152 consolation, it'll be Dusty Staub of Ord taking on Andrew Watts of Wood River. And Watts gets a takedown 20 seconds into the match. At 152, it's our second of two matchups of defending conference champions. Jake Johnson of Adams Central comes into this bout with a record of 28-2. He won it at 152 last year, and he is the fourth-ranked wrestler. He's actually the only rated wrestler for Adams Central here at the meet, and he takes on Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, who is now 22-4 and won it at 119 last year, and he is ranked third in Class C. Larry, should be a good one.
Yeah, I think maybe the matchup of the finals. I mean, these two guys, again, both had been champs, both rated Class B, Class C. And when you look at him, can you believe Pacheco didn't wrestle this weight last year? I mean, he's a big kid.
He really worked, especially to kind of get himself as a football player, I think, in that linebacker, running back, H-back role for Coach Colling, and just couldn't maintain that. As they said, when you get that growth spurt, you do your best to fill out, but that's a heck of a jump from 119 to 152, and he probably had to cut a little to get to 52.
That's what I was going to say. By looking at him, he's a big boy, 52. He could play linebacker for us.
Still slap him upside the head once in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Over in the consolation, Watts of Wood River maintains a 2-0 lead over Staub of Ord 20 seconds into the second period. Staub chose bottom of the second. A minute into the championship here at 152 and no score as they both try to tie up, but they've stayed in the middle of the map here. Johnson of Adams Central, Pacheco of Kearney Catholic.
Been several outside sweep single attempts by both guys. There's a high crotch attempt by Johnson. They're mixing it up. It's just both are playing very solid positions.
Johnson beat Pacheco earlier this year, so he has won the previous matchup, and we've got a pin in the consolation. Watts of Wood River wins it by pin over Staub of Ord in a minute and 46 seconds, just kind of out of nowhere, riding the top there and got him turned in period number two. I have to say, pretty impressed with Pacheco, the way he's wrestled here. He's going to have to keep it a low scoring. One thing about Anthony, it doesn't matter. He's one of those wrestlers that can be ahead and give something up or can be behind and find a way to make a big move.
Yeah, the one thing I'd say, you know, they say in the game of poker, as long as you have a chip and a chair, as long as that guy's got a leg band on, he's got a chance to win.
Still no score, a restart in the middle, and it looks like that's what we're going to see here in the first period. Are you surprised, Larry, that nobody got off to a 2-0 start here?
No, because part of the reason I'm not is they're both very, very technically sound, and they did a lot of feeling out of each other, but being technically sound like that, points don't come in bunches against good kids.
Pacheco will get the choice. He'll defer. Johnson takes bottom and takes no time, 8 seconds to get escape, and he's up 1-0. Consolation at 160. Tom Connolly, Kearney Catholic, and Johnny Ference of Ord, and a big slam to start things here. Connolly is up 2-0, and a little blood for the Chanticleers.
Yeah, now things are starting to open up. You're starting to see a little more physical play. You know, the other thing about Pacheco is, to be quite honest with you, there is a style of wrestling at 119 pounds, and there's a style of wrestling at 152, and they're not the same. It'll take him some time to be able to decipher the two. Johnson's in deep on a leg. He's got the leg up. He's got it pitted, but Pacheco's really fighting tough here. He's got a whizzer in, and
he let the leg go, and Pacheco was going to give up the takedown, and then Johnson didn't jump on him, so it's still not a takedown until right now where he didn't get out of trouble, and it's 3-0 Johnson.
What Johnson did there is he had the leg up and pitted, and Pacheco had the whizzer in. Johnson did a nice job by keeping him moving.
Pacheco trying to find a way to get the reversal here, and they're going to have to stop it for potentially dangerous. Pacheco's leg was knee was in a bad spot, so restart in the middle. 51 seconds to go, second period. Johnson of Adams Central, a 3-0 lead over Pacheco of Kearney Catholic.
You got to get out here. You got 45 seconds left. You've got to get one and make it 3-1. Move into the third when you get your choice.
Consolation match. Ference of Ord gets an escape. So after one period, Connolly of Kearney Catholic, a 2-1 lead over Ference of Ord at 160 pounds.
We had the slam down there, and those guys are getting pretty physical in that consolation match.
Well, after they clean the blood, you see your own blood sometimes. You go, I don't think so. I'm going to come tear you up. Pacheco still trying to find a way to get the leg loose and just kind of laying on it right now is Johnson. And again, we're going to get potentially dangerous. Johnson not doing much here after getting that takedown.
No, and to be quite honest with you, they're calling that potentially dangerous. That easily could be called stalling because Pacheco could get out there. Johnson's just laying down there on his leg. He's calling that potentially dangerous. That easily could be stalling.
10 seconds. Again, Pacheco comes to his feet trying to strip the hands and get the escape. He does pop out of there with 2 seconds. And time will expire. So Pacheco does get a key point here, and we go to the third period where it's Pacheco's choice. Jake Johnson of Adams Central 3, Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic 1. Pacheco will take down.
And Coach Rogers just right at the edge of the ring imploring Pacheco to get going. He wants Pacheco to pick this pace up. He must see something or feel that if this pace gets ratcheted up, it plays into Kearney Catholic's hands.
In the consolation, Connolly gets an escape to start the second period. He leads Ference of Ord 3-1, a minute to go, second period.
Pacheco's not really doing much. Off the whistle, he just kind of based out. Now he's laying on his belly, giving Johnson a chance to work on him. But really, to be quite honest with you, he's just kind of covering his hips and laying on him. Again, if Pacheco would get going, you could probably call Johnson for stalling. But it's tough to call Johnson for stalling, laying on him, when Pacheco's just willing to lay on his belly.
Well, Pacheco the whole time of the second period after taking down wasn't looking for the escape. He was looking for the reversal. I think he's trying to find that leg here too, Larry. But 45 seconds have gone by and there hasn't been any kind of real motion here in the third period.
No, and he's trying to catch that wrist. And I think he might be trying to set up a Peterson or a Granby by trying to catch that wrist. And there he tried to tripod up. Johnson just tapped his far knee and set him right back to his belly.
Broke him down with a minute to go in the final. Johnson of Adams Central 3, Pacheco of Kearney Catholic 1 in the 152 final. Both were conference champions last year. Pacheco does strip the hand, get the escape, but he might be gassed a little bit. 3-2 neutral with 45 seconds to go in the final.
Now you've got to get it going. You need to move your opponent, create an angle, get one takedown, win 4-3. But you've got to move him and create an angle.
Johnson backs up. They come near the edge of the mat, not off the mat, 30 seconds.
And Johnson right now just trying to hold on. But as you said, Pacheco not doing much. He's trying to drag him off, but the clock just continues to tick. 20, 19, 18. And Johnson just locking up the head. 15.
I'll tell you, the key there was they were going out of bounds. Johnson's back was to the edge. Johnson quickly circles, falls to a front headlock, so his back's not to the edge, and he held the front headlock for probably 30 seconds.
A restart, a quick shot there by Pacheco, comes up empty, and Johnson's going to end up getting him taken down and win this championship at 152 pounds. They're not going to give him the takedown, it doesn't look like, but it doesn't matter. Jake Johnson of Adams Central, a 3-2 win over Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic to win the 152-pound final.
It was a poor shot without an angle, and I think if Pacheco creates an angle there, he probably gets him taken down.
Consolation match, a escape to start the third period for Ferentz, and it is now Conley of Kearney Catholic, 3, Ferentz aboard, 2, a minute 11 to go in the 160 consolation. Dustin Anchetta, Wood River, Derek Marley to St. Paul, the 160-pound final. It's coming up next after this break on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the Danish Baker. Legendary pizza served from 5 till 9, and it's a good idea to call for reservations. Fantabulous taste, neat atmosphere, and music too. Thursday's pizza night at the Danish Baker in downtown Dannenbrog.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, where Johnny Ferentz aboard got a takedown and took Conley to his back to get some near-fall points and end up winning the 160-pound consolation, which just ended. Ferentz aboard wins it 7-3 to take third place at 160 pounds. There has been no scoring, Larry, so far in the 160-pound final in the first match of the year between Anchetta of Wood River and Barlene of St. Paul.
No, there really hasn't been much happening. Barley just tried to throw a headlock out of bounds and nothing happened. There really hasn't been much happened here in this match.
Know you love wrestling, but we've got a lot of other things going on our network. Basketball just about ready to get started. Kearney Catholic at Gothenburg on ESPN 1460 at the top of the hour. Husker men play at Texas Tech tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And a good doubleheader, Adams Central hosting Central Catholic tonight in Hastings. That starts at 6 on 1230 AM, KHAS. We will be, again, covering the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. It gets underway in a week and a half, not this upcoming week, but the following week, to January 31st, as the opening day of that. And we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits, plus the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio, and the finals and semifinals of that this year at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. Anchetta of Wood River and Barlene of St. Paul go with a scoreless first period. And to start the second period, Anchetta has taken bottom. And, Larry, we're at 160, and we still have not seen an upset yet in the final. Seen some close ones. Seen some, the closest there was Garrett Lambrecht, who was behind with 20 seconds to go, but won by pin over Christian Berry.
Yeah, that was the closest, and that would have been a gargantuan one. I mean, that would have been big, but everything's pretty well gone as it should, or as people, I guess, think it should. This is one of those matches that we have here at 160 pounds, but it's just one of those toss-up matches, and I don't think either guy has really done enough yet to win the thing.
And Chetta is going to get the escape to start his second period and go right into a stalemate. So Dustin Anchetta of Wood River at 160 pounds is currently 26-7. Barlene of St. Paul is 21-7. First meeting of the year between the two.
You know, so what you have there is you've got two kids that, you know, Anchetta, and I remember him coming up. You know, he's a kid that's really been helped by these better wrestlers around him. He's gotten better. He's put the work in and gotten better. He's trying to win a conference title.
Got a heck of a match over a 171 consolation. Trevor Sparks of Kearney Catholic and David Prohl of St. Paul. Scoreless in the first period. And then Prohl gets the escape to start the second period. So he's up 1-0, 1:30 to go, second period, neutral on a restart. Back over at the championship at 160. This has all the makings of our first overtime, Larry, because neither one has done anything on their feet. The only score here, Anchetta getting the escape to start the second period. 30 seconds to go in the second. It's 1-0.
I mean, they literally right now are standing in the middle of the mat in a collar tie, and their feet aren't even moving. Now we've got down into a front headlock. Anchetta's got a front headlock on, but, I mean, they're just not doing much.
Anchetta finishing third at the conference meet last year. And for St. Paul, Barlene was fourth last year, so they wrestled in the consies last year. This year they're in the finals.
Yeah, not doing much. It's going to be 1-0 going to the third. My guess is Barley would go down. Yeah, he's going to take down. So you're right, Doug.
Used to hearing that. Yeah, well, had to throw that out. Doug Diddle, Larry Baker with you on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River. Back to the consolation match. A little score change over there. Kearney Catholic has taken a 4-1 lead over St. Paul Sparks with a reversal and near fall, it looks like, as time will expire in the second period. 4-1 Sparks of Kearney Catholic over David Prohl of St. Paul. And in the championship, it's up now to Dustin Anchetta to ride out Derek Barlene, and he's done a good job through the first 35 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, Barlene's not come to his feet. He hasn't pushed back, sat out, and he's tried nothing. And Anchetta's just covering his hips and trying to run a high half, but he's doing it from directly behind his hips, not getting out from the side at all, which could maybe mean you could see a stalling call here, but there's 1 minute left, and they literally still haven't left the small circle.
We've made it to the 160-pound weight class. I haven't seen anybody even question an official yet. How is that possible? Kenny Kerwin, Kent Brill, Faber Parr, they're here. What a job.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you want to say that?
Nope.
45 seconds remaining. Roll. For a moment, looked like he was trying to get out the back door, but Anchetta's got the legs in.
Yeah, now he's got the legs in and got him flat. You know, now you might get a scramble situation, but he's got to get going. Okay, and again, this is what he wants. Now he gets the fresh start. They go out of bounds. Now he can come back, and he's got to explode and not let Anchetta get started.
And Sparks of Kearney Catholic now up 7-1 over Prohl of St. Paul with a minute 10 to go, and he's got him in a little bit of trouble there on the edge of the mat. Back to the championship, 30 seconds to go. Dustin Anchetta of Wood River, a 1-0 lead, and then firing off, Barlene does get the escape. Took a chance, he got up. It's 1-1, 20 seconds to go, and the way they've wrestled, I don't anticipate anybody taking a shot here, Larry. They don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, I don't either. Sometimes you get to the very end and somebody will take a terrible one. Just as I say that, Anchetta does just that. I don't think you're going to see any change, but a lot of times kids will panic with about 10 seconds left. You know, what they don't realize is overtime started the minute he got the escape, you know, and they panic to try to keep it from happening.
So we have our first overtime of the afternoon at the 160-pound final. Dustin Anchetta, Wood River, Derek Barlene, St. Paul. 1 minute. If somebody scores here, then we're done. If not, then we go into that double overtime.
Doug, if either guy would set up a shot here, they'd get it. I mean, standing flat-footed, still have yet to leave the small circle. Both guys real heavy-footed. It would just take a simple setup and a good committed shot here, and you'd be able to take either one of them down.
And Chetta's trying to go with an underhook here, and it looks like all that Barlene wants to do is grab a wrist. Consolation, Prohl gets a reversal, but he's running out of time with 10 seconds to go, trying to turn Sparks at Kearney Catholic. He's in on a wing. If he had another 20 seconds, he'd have a chance, but he's going to run out of time. And Trevor Sparks of Kearney Catholic defeats David Prohl of St. Paul 7-3.
Barlene did deep on a single.
They're headed out of bounds, and they won't finish. They got him out of bounds. Barlene just about got the job done, 19 seconds.
That's what I say. I really think if they'll just commit to a shot here, either one can get in. I mean, it's going to take a commitment. Somebody's got to be willing to pull the trigger.
10 seconds to go. Another shot. Not a good one that time by Anchetta. But now he rolls through on Barlene. Look out. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. There it is. The takedown is given. Anchetta wins.
Yeah, that was a nice job. Anchetta just did a great job there. Geez, Wood River just keeps finding a way.
Another champion for Wood River, their fifth of the day. They had nine going, and they only have one remaining. They're not all that solid in the upper weights. Jack Gangwish goes at 215 against Costello. They're going to win the conference, and Adams Central is going to be the runner-up, and St. Paul is going to be third if you're just joining us. We are all the way to the consolations at 189, and on there is Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull. No, excuse me. It is Richard Kumke of Wood River against Manuel Sanchez of Luke City, our first look at a Luke City wrestler today. And at the 171-pound final, Isaac Olson of Adams Central, Justin Kapersky of Ravenna, their first meeting of the year.
Yeah, Kapersky's in a little bit of trouble here. Olson's got him a cradle locked up and got him on his back. Got Kapersky on his back.
Kapersky, actually the three-seed, upset Prohl earlier, and Prohl ends up finishing in fourth. So your two-seed finished fourth, and now the cradle hooked up here just 30 seconds in for Isaac Olson.
And he's going to have to fight this thing off for the next minute and a half because he's got it tight.
Well, he's going to fight it off, and he's gone out of there. He's going to get three for the near fall. I don't think they're going to give him an escape, are they?
No. Now what you have to do is you just have to shake that whole thing off. In the first 50 seconds, you're down 5-0, but you got caught with one thing, and that's you have to calm down and realize it was just one mistake you made. Now you've got five more minutes.
4-0 at the end of the first period. Kumke of Wood River leading Sanchez of Luke City, and that was a full eight-man bracket at 189 pounds. You never know which weight class is going to have ball. Now here's a cross face that has put Kapersky on his back again.
Yeah, he's running that grapevine there, awful tough. And, Kumke in the consolation down there, he's another good story. He's wrestled a ton of JV and varsity in and out of the lineup, and he gets the pin there to place at the conference meet. He's tough, and he's done it the hard way. Darren Waddington has just done a great job with him.
Kumke came in 18-14. He wins by a pin in a minute and 23 seconds. So the consolations are moving right along. Back over at the final, it's 7-0. Isaac Olson of Adams Central leading Kapersky of Ravenna. And Olson has been in control the whole way. We're in the first period. They're headed towards the end of the first period. Let's take a break and be back with more Luke Platt Wrestling after this on KKPR.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
11-2 is the score here as we are underway in the 171-pound second period. Olson of Adams Central leading Kapersky of Ravenna. Kapersky was in on a good shot in this second period, Larry, but Olson showing why he's the top seed.
Yeah, he gets in on a beautiful high C, and Olson just scooted his hips and turned it into a switch, like you'd run a switch if you were in the down position, and just he didn't stop moving and did a great job defending it. Kapersky was in deep. I thought he was going to finish.
Back over to the consolation. We're at 215, where Logan Klein of Adams Central and Cody Lewis of Ravenna have wrestled to a scoreless first period. And in the second period, Klein of Adams Central will choose bottom. Don't forget, when we're all done, we'll wrap it up with the Misco's wrap-up show here on Classic Hits. Talk to the coaches and move you on with the rest of your Saturday. We do have Tri-City Storm hockey tonight at Fargo. They won last night 3-0, 6:45 pregame tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, Olson's just really kind of doing what he wants to do here, inflicting the pain. Again, he's got a leg in, working the arm back, gets two more back points. It's now 13-2 with 20 seconds left in the second. I mean, Kupersky's down there fighting. He's just not laying there, but Olsen's riding tough.
Again, Kupersky, as we said, came in the three seed and advanced on here. 12 seconds to go, second period. Olsen leading it by a score of 13-2. No tech balls yet today, and it looks like that's how this second period is going to come to an end. Olsen of Adams Central, 13, and Kupersky of Ravenna, 2.
Yeah, what you need to do here right now, if you're Kupersky, is find out. He's probably going to go down. Olsen says both up. Now you just need to grab, he just changed his mind. He wants to take top, and that's smart for him. You're Kupersky, now you got to find a way out.
Now over in the consolation match, it's scoreless midway through the second period, but a takedown for Wood River's, or Adams Central's Logan Klein, and he has taken Lewis to his back here and has him locked up. Good headlock in there with 40 seconds to go in the period. A reversal, or did we get some near fall? Yeah, a reversal for Kupersky.
Yeah, he did a nice job there to get a reversal. Now you need to decide, do you think you can turn him, or are you better off getting to your feet to where you can take him down to his back?
A pin to the 215 consolations in 2 minutes and 38 seconds for Logan Klein of Adams Central over Cody Lewis of Ravenna. So we're to the heavyweights in the consolation match. Still have 3 more finals after this. And a reversal now for Isaac Olsen for Adams Central. 15-4, he's up as they come off the mat.
Yeah, Kupersky's doing a nice job here. He's outclassed here a little bit, but he's really working.
In the heavyweight consolation, it will be Jared Visick of Ord and Michael Steele of Ravenna in the consolation match at heavyweight between these two big fellas. So
yeah, and Steele's naturally a 215-pounder, but he's wrestling up. He's wrestling a pretty big kid, but Steele's a very athletic kid, and he'll do okay here. You know, his brother was a great wrestler and would bounce around at weight like that at times.
Back to the finals here at 171. Olsen just kind of riding, trying to find a way to turn Kupersky in the final 40 seconds. Olsen of Adams Central leads it 15-4 over Kupersky of Ravenna. Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna will take on Chris Swoboda of St. Paul. Matt Costello of St. Paul against Jack Gangwish of Wood River and Chad Hartman of Gibbon against Brandon Hageman of Adams Central. Still to come in our final 3 championship matches here. And we may get 2 of them going at once this heavyweight consolation wraps up. Once again, Kupersky trying to make something happen off the bottom, down 15-4, but Olsen has just done way more in this match. Kapersky's never quit. Olsen just a better wrestler today.
Yeah, he's just doing a tremendous job controlling every position. 15 seconds left. It's 15-4, and he's got his legs in again.
So time runs down. We'll see if he can turn him again. Even if he does, it's not going to make any difference because it will not be a tech ball. He's up 11 points. We get a stalemate. They'll restart with 7 seconds to go. There was no score in the first period of our heavyweight match. And so Visick of Ord will take bottom to start the second period. Come to his feet, but off the mat they go. Back to the championship. Time runs out. And your final score is going to end up being 15-5. They'll say Kupersky got a late escape. So Isaac Olsen of Adams Central, 15. Justin Kupersky of Ravenna, 5 to finish up the 171-pound final. We'll take a break. More wrestling coming up after this.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you. You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See REI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. Good luck, athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Centura High School on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Ord, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We are on our final consolation match and three championships to go. And at 189, Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul. They've wrestled 40 seconds and no score, Larry. Shambaugh, a winner in the previous match between the two this year. Shambaugh, the best wrestler on the Ravenna squad this year, is at 24-2 and ranked fourth in the state.
Yeah, and Shambaugh in this match so far here has been in deep several times and just not been able to finish. If he'll continue this pace, continue to move the head of Swoboda and take those shots, he's much better on his feet here. There, just about gets the takedown. I think he's going to get it. There's two for Shambaugh.
So he's it up 2-0, 40 seconds to go in the first period.
Steele on the other match is down 2-0.
Ord getting a reversal there with Jared Bisek with 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, there Shambaugh's got Sabota on his back. I think he's going to get two back points for sure, but maybe not.
Cross faced him again, got him back to his back. Now gets up high, scissors him in, and he gets the stick. Wow, what a move in a hurry there by Ethan Shambaugh, getting the pin at 154.
Yeah, he gets on there in the old midnight ride, and gets him right to his back, and keeps him there. Now we get the heavenly wait.
Yeah, the 215 was called up on the other mat, and so they're still waiting. Chad Hartman and Brandon Hangeman will do battle here at heavyweight. So both heavyweights are still going on, and it looks like Visek has a 3-0 lead here, although I'm not quite sure how he got up 3-0.
Yeah, as I'm watching how that match is going, every time I've looked back to it, I don't understand the scoring, but part of that is maybe the official that's over there.
So back to the championship. Hartman is unbeaten on the season, but wrestled just once today. He's at 27-0. Hageman came in, beat Michael Steele 4-2. And now sets in with a record of 14-6.
This is going to be interesting. Chad Hartman, of course, rated number 2 in the state. He's big. He's got tons of experience. He wrestled heavyweight as a freshman. He knows how to wrestle as a big guy. Right there, he just about went to his back, and Hageman was able to get him out. There, Hartman just lateral dropped Hageman right to his back. He's moved it to a headlock with a minute 30 left. This is going to be tough on Hageman. He's going to run out of air.
Boy, you just look at the two. Hageman does not look anywhere close to a 275-pounder.
No, he's built tremendously, but he's not that big. Here he's going to start running out of air. There's the pin.
And a big throw by Chad Hartman to bring home a conference championship for Gibbon. And he does it with the quickest pin of the finals in 46 seconds to remain unbeaten on the season. So congratulations to Chad Hartman of Gibbon. Matt Costello, St. Paul, Jack Ganglish of Wood River are still wrestling. We've got a minute left over here in our consolation match. And Steele finally has gotten an escape. So it is Jared Bisek of Ord, a 3-1 lead with 45 seconds to go in the match against Steele. And that would be a little bit of an upset, too.
Yeah, it would. And this is going to be a great match at 215. You've got the number 1 rated wrestler in the state with Jack Ganglish from Wood River, the number 5 rated wrestler in the state with Matt Costello from St. Paul. This is going to be pretty good.
Well, Costello handed Ganglish one of his two losses this year. Costello is currently 23-1. Ganglish just one wrestle today, and he wins 7-1. He's 26-2, so let's get after it at 215 pounds.
Yeah, this will be good. They're standing in the middle of the mat really muscling it up right now.
Most of the noise you hear is coming from the consolation match. Ord and Ravenna. Steele needs a takedown against the much larger Jared Bisek. And now in the 215 championship, Ganglish is in on a takedown early for a 2-0 lead.
Just a tremendous blast double leg there. He showed a lot of athleticism. There's a warning for stalling on the Ord wrestler.
They're down to just 10 seconds to go, though. And so as long as he doesn't get taken down, it's going to be over. They're telling Steele, try to throw, but he's just not strong enough. Oh, there was a slip by, and they gave him the takedown. Time looked like it may have expired, Larry.
Well, Doug, what happened there? The Ord wrestler who was ahead tried the throw. Oh, my goodness, that was not smart.
So they're going to go to overtime,
But they had such a flurry there at the end, the towel girl then couldn't catch the official.
Right.
And it's tied at three, and they're trying to get things set up over here.
All the overtime. All he had to do was stand there, Doug. The match was over. It was Steele that needed to try the throw, and he does it.
And now Steele seems to have a little more air, but Beasley got him tied up and then let him go. Back over to the championship at 2:15 because Hartman has already won the heavyweight championship at a pin in 46 seconds. Costello down and is being ridden out here as Gangwish got a takedown 20 seconds in. It's 2-0 with 30 seconds to go first period.
And since he was taken down, Doug, there's been no attempt by Costello to get out.
Overtime over here in the heavyweight match between Horn and Ravenna. I can't believe the volume in here for this match.
Yeah, and Ord Wrestler had a body lock on Steele and wasn't able to convert on it. Only 15 seconds left.
And you look at him, you got to think Vesic's got 50 pounds on him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I would surely think so.
The coaches beside themselves on both sides. And again, Steele was the two seed and is in danger. Was a second away from finishing fourth. No score, and we're going to have our first double overtime here in the afternoon in either the championship or the consolation. In the finals, Gangwish leads it 2-0 at the end of the first period over Matt Costello of St. Paul. They choose both up again. So they are underway in the second period. Here in double overtime, Ravenna will be down first. Both wrestlers get a chance to be down.
Yep. And Steele, I'm sure, will be able to get out. Where he's going to really struggle is trying to hold the much bigger wrestler down when he gets his chance. He's tripoded up now. His hands are now off the mat. He's going to get one right there.
So he gets the escape, but that's not the end of the match. Still 15 seconds. Any kind of scoring can happen at this point in the heavyweight double overtime consolation match. Vesic puts a little bull rush on, and off the mat they go. Still no change over here in the championship at 2:15. They started neutral in the second period and have been circling right in the center ever since. A minute 10 to go in the second period. Gangwish, the first period takedown, still leads 2-0.
Steele has to circle. He's backed out several times. He'll get nailed for stalling. There's two takedown by Gangwish in the championship match.
Gangwish throw by takedown, 4-0, minute 2 to go, second period. And now we go to the second part of double overtime. Vesic of Ord is down. He's got to get an escape to tie it up.
Yeah, and I think Steele could struggle here. It's just so hard, as big in the hips as the Ord wrestler is, to ride him for the smaller wrestler.
Now back to the championship, a reversal Costello, and he takes him to his back. Gangwish on his back.
He's got Gangwish in big, big trouble here. Gangwish is going to get off of his back, but there's three back points there.
He flattened out, but a near fall, and Costello's up 5-4.
Well,
consolation, Vesic got out. They're going to go to sudden death.
It took all day, but now you've got both mats. The place is going crazy. Giant matches on both sides here.
So now we go back to the old formula, and here's an escape. Gangwish got off his back, and we are tied 5-5, 15 seconds to go, second period, between two state-rated wrestlers.
Yeah, and Steele loses the flip there.
So all Ord has to do is get off bottom in the next 30 seconds to get the consolation. Shot over here in the championship, and Gangwish can't finish. So they'll go to a third period, tied at 5. And Vesic escapes and wins third at heavyweight. 11 seconds into the sudden death, and he's going to need a nap.
Yeah, that's a great match. This here is it's really getting going. Start the third period with Gangwish on the bottom.
If you've missed any of the results, we'll have our total recap. We'll catch up with Coach Dan Lanusky of runner-up Adams Central and Darren Waddington of champion Wood River. Right now, though, an escape. Because Gangwish took bottom right there, Larry?
Yes.
And he's up 6-5.
Yep, there's a minute and a half left here with him up. I don't think we've seen the end of the scoring in this match, though.
Costello, the big move of the match. He got a reversal right to the back of Gangwish, a five-point move coming off bottom. Well, actually, a takedown, excuse me, I believe it was. Takedown, then a reversal. So he got the reversal to his back, and it's 6-5, Gangwish of Wood River over Costello of St. Paul in our final match, the 215-pound final, with a minute 10 to go as they come towards the edge of the mat and off the mat.
Gangwish is doing a good job there, making sure his back's to the center and not to the edge. With a one-point lead, it makes an official stare at you and not the match as far as a stall call would go.
Janglish trying to avenge one of just two losses he has this year.
Yeah, there's a minute left here. Janglish has got a deep Russian tie. He's got it tight to his chest. Costello's trying to circle out of it. It looks like Janglish is trying a foot prop there.
45 seconds. Costello down one.
Boy, it's still very, very, very unsettled there. Warning green. See, that's just exactly what I was talking about. I don't know that that's stalling there. Ooh, Darren's giving you. You wanted the officials and coaches to get into it. They just did. I don't necessarily agree with that stall call. He'd been carrying the action. He had a Russian tie there. He was trying the foot sweep. He was trying offensive stuff with
him. Aaron on a shot but can't finish is Costello. You're right. Another stall with tie at 30 seconds to go. In on another single leg and backing off the mat.
And the tough thing is there is he's been warned for stalling. You see the official just stared at him. He sprawled off the mat.
Can't back off the mat. 25 seconds to go. Costello needs a point. And Janglish has been warned for stalling. 6-5, 20 seconds. Janglish keeps trying to shove him to the edge of the mat, so he's got a security blanket. 15 seconds.
Darren's yelling at the official about what's happening.
And now a takedown. Costello, no takedown. Edge of the mat, no points. 5 seconds.
No, he needed a hip-high sober. He had a headlock where he lost the arm, so he unlocked. There will be no point there. The crowd's booing like crazy.
5 seconds. Costello needs to take a shot. He doesn't take a shot, and Janglish has won it.
Boy, that was an ugly match, really, at the end. And the crowd doesn't like it a bit, but it was the right call by the official. That was not a takedown.
Jack Janglish of Wood River, the only non-number one seed. And when you're 25-2, that's hard to say that he's not a number one, but Costello was 21-1. And they have split their two matches this year. And outside of about 30 seconds, Larry, Janglish did control the match, but Costello got that reverse to Ganglish's back and got the five-point move, which momentarily gave him the lead. But Janglish really controlled it outside of that little flurry and gets the win 6-5.
One mistake is all he made. Otherwise, he wrestled a great match, controlled the whole thing. But again, when you're rated number one in the state, that means, I mean, your eye on that big prize, you can't make those mistakes.
Well, we will take a break. We've got more to come. We'll catch up with a couple of the coaches. We'll recap all the medalists and give you the final scores here at the 2011 Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament after this timeout on Classic Hits, KKPR.com, 98.9.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op Pivot Tires, Agrimax, Co-op Quad Front Tires, and the Agra Radials. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
I want to say thanks for being along with us here for another exciting meet from the Luplat Conference Tournament. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and our producer-engineer,
Stacy Johns back at the studio. We welcome you to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports knows that not only are the big kids getting going, but the youth wrestling is underway as well. And Misco's has all the gear that you need, including the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, the shoes from brand names like Mattman, Brute, Adidas, and ASICS. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience, including Sunday, because that's one of the 7 days, Larry, at Misco Sports on the Breaks downtown Kearney Center. Awards are being handed out. We'll try and grab a couple of the coaches here and talk to them. That's all coming up. But, Lair, what was the highlight? What do you take away from this year's meet? As we said, it was top heavy, but boy, we saw a lot of good matches.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I really felt like the finals, there weren't really, there's only one or two that were kind of runaways. Other than that, it was really hotly contested. Loved the way it ended with the heavyweight matches. And I come away looking at a Adam Central team that's going to be really good in the future and a Wood River team that is really good right now.
Well, let's see if we can grab one of the coaches. We'll be back after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam. Proud of our area wrestlers.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's recap what happened here today in case you missed any of our finals and consolation matches. At 103 pounds, fourth place goes to Skylar Mammoth of St. Paul. Third to Dylan Gillian of Adams Central. He won the consolation match in 2 minutes and 33 seconds. In the championship, second place to Jake Rickard of Wood River. Your 103-pound champion, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, with a pin in a minute 47. At 112 pounds, consolation match goes to fourth place Tom Roach. Third place Eric Rosvet wins it. I had a score of 5-1. I hope that was correct. We're waiting the official results here that we'll have for you. But Rosebud of Adams Central, third. Second to Colby Ackley of Ravenna. And your 112-pound finalist is Christian Nielsen of Wood River. He wins it by a pin in 2 minutes and 28 seconds. At 119 pounds, Derek, the fourth place goes to Lathan Petska of Ord. Third to Kenny Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull, winner by major decision 14-3. Second goes to Derek Ledesky of Adams Central. And first to Jordan Westcoat of Wood River, 3-2 in a heck of a match there, Larry Baker. That was one of our really good early finals.
Yeah, it was. Those guys really seemed to get after it. Kind of lit the fuse for the day.
So Westcoat wins it by a score of 3-2. At 119. At 125 pounds, fourth place to Dan Proskotch of Laborde. Third to Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. He won it in a pin in 340. Second to Christian Berry of Adams Central. And your champion, Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River, a pin 550. He was trailing in that match. That was one of two matchups today between conference winners from last year. If it wasn't the match of the day, it was in the top three.
Yeah, I would say so. And I thought the interesting thing was a lot of times when you have a top-notch kid like Lambrick is and get in trouble, and maybe you haven't, you know, that kid hasn't lost very often in his life, and, you know, coming down to just the final seconds, and maybe you're going to get beat, sometimes they panic or stop, and he didn't. He kept the motor running and got the win.
130 pounds. Fourth place goes to Dalton Smith of Gibbon. Third to A.J. Svitak of Wood River in a pin at 125. Second to Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. And at 130 pounds, your champion, Austin Starkey of St. Paul by a score of 11-2. At 135 pounds, fourth place to Dan Eddy of Adams Central. Third to Heath Bauer of Donovan Trumbull, winning it 3-2. Second to R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. And your 135-pound champion, Derek Holt of St. Paul, by a score of 9-5. 140-pound fourth place goes to Tyler Rohn of St. Paul. Third to Jeff Foth of Ord, winning it 10-4. Second to Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. And the 140-pound champion, Jensen McTavish of Wood River, via the pin, 2 minutes and 39 seconds. We'll look at more results, give you the team final standings, and talk with the coaches after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City, proud supporter of area athletes.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar, off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Continuing on with the Misco Sports postgame show from the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. Let's take a look now at the final numbers, results from 145 on up. Then we'll chat with Dan Lenusky. At 145, fourth place goes to J.D. Oshner of Adams Central. Third place goes to Quentin Marvica of St. Paul. He wins it 5-0. Second to Dakota Barg of Wood River. And Storm Rathy Hoffman of Ravenna wins it at 145 pounds, 10-4. 152, fourth place to Dusty Staub of Ord. Third to Andrew Watts of Wood River in a pin at 146. Second goes to Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. Pacheco finishes second, and Jake Johnson of Adams Central wins it at 152 by a score of 3-2. Another one of those matches of the day, although maybe not quite as much excitement and flurry in that one, Larry.
No, there wasn't. That wasn't near the action in that one.
Let's move on to 160. Fourth place, Tom Conley of Kearney Catholic. Third, Johnny Ferentz of Ord. Second place goes to Derek Barline of St. Paul. And the winner at 160, Dustin Anchetta of Wood River in overtime, 3-1. At 171, fourth place to David Prohl of St. Paul. Third to Trevor Sparks of Kearney Catholic by a score of 7-3. Second to Justin Kapersky of Ravenna. And Isaac Olson of Adams Central wins it by a major decision, 15-5. At 189, fourth place goes to Manuel Sanchez of Loup City. Third to Richard Kumpke of Wood River in a pin at 123. Second to Chris Swoboda of St. Paul. And Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna wins it by a pin in 154. At 215, fourth place to Cody Lewis of Ravenna. Third to Logan Klein of Adams Central in a pin at 238. Second to Matt Costello of St. Paul. And first to Jack Gangwish of Wood River. He wins it 6-5. And the heavyweights, fourth goes to Michael Steele of Ravenna. Third to Jared Bisek of Ord, who wins it in double overtime, was able to get out to win it 5-4. Second to Brandon Hageman of Adams Central. And Chad Hartman wins the heavyweight with the fastest pin of the finals to remain unbeaten in 46 seconds for Chad Hartman of Gibbon. And we're joined now by the head coach of Adams Central, Dan Lenusky. And then we're going to talk with Darren Waddington of Champion Wood River. Dan, you guys are sitting right next to each other. You knew it was going to be tough to chase down Wood River today. You're a little bit younger out there. You were trying to defend your championship. But Wood River's got a lot of horses. You told me earlier you were pretty pleased with what you were doing. Didn't get the wins against Wood River in the finals that you probably needed.
Well, I think Coach Waddington's up to something, so I'm still looking into it. Actually, my hat's off to their guys. Man, Wood River they really got things going in the right direction right now. And the fact is, we wrestled well. We wrestled up to our ability. We pulled off a couple of upsets. Had five freshmen in the lineup. Three of them medaled for us. Had 12 of our 14 kids medal. You know, we couldn't quite pull off some matches there where Christian Berry wrestled Gary Lambrecht, you know, and, man, we had the lead. Yeah, but my hat's off that kid. He kept at it. He didn't get nervous. He didn't get flustered. He kept after us and ended up putting us on our back in the end to win it. Several matches like that. 119, my son wrestled Westcoat and wrestled him tough, you know, but just I think they have a better work room right now because they got such a good group of kids, you know, and you can't emulate that unless you have a good group of kids like that. So, you know, we wrestled all right. We're pleased. We thought we might be able to stay a little bit closer. We knew we'd have to, you know, have some sort of monumental effort in order to knock them off, and we had a good effort, and that allowed us to stay close for a round. But, you know, they just kept on going. They really wrestled well throughout. Man, you know, like I said, my hat's off to Wood River. They got a great program right now.
Coach, don't you think, like, your match versus Westcoat and Lambrecht, don't you think, though you lose those matches, that doesn't the way that those matches went for your kids, I'm sure they're disappointed, but that goes a long ways to help them too, doesn't it?
Anytime you get in a tough battle, you know, whether you come up, you win by one or lose by one, it helps you out. And I know Christian Berry is extremely disappointed because he felt, wow, he's got two takedowns on this kid. He can beat him on his feet, you know. But we got to the mat, and he turned us over and, you know, took care of us. So and my son, you know, he thinks he's supposed to win every time. I tell him freshmen don't win every time. There's very few out there. But
eighth graders win every time, not freshmen, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we had some good efforts out there. Isaac Olson wrestled real well. Jake Johnson, Anthony Pacheco is more like a chess match, you know, a cat and mouse game of who's going to screw up, and neither one did, so it stayed low scoring. We wrestled well throughout. The Wood River kid at 140, whose name slips my mind, Jensen McTavish. Man, yeah, Ryan Alexander's wrestled some rated kids in Class A and beat them. And McTavish really picked us apart pretty good, and he's the real deal. And I knew he was, but I thought we might be able to hang with him, and we just couldn't do it.
Well, Dan, as always, the week after you go home for your invite, to some of these guys are looking forward to seeing some good wrestling there. Hey, we just want to say welcome back. Now, just because you won it last year and you weren't here, don't get any ideas of leaving us again, because we're glad to have you back. What about the invite next week?
Well, I appreciate the welcome back. Our invite, you know, it's not the caliber of Wood River. We got St. Paul there, and Wilbur Claytonia comes from the east, and Holdridge comes in. And there's 10 total teams. So, you know, there we're probably the favorite, but we still got to wrestle. We got things to work on, and Wood River exposed a few things for us. So, you know, we understand that we got to keep working.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the effort today. We'll talk to you around district and state time. And, again, congrats. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Dan Lesky, head wrestling coach at Adams Central. We'll come back and talk with Darren Waddington of Wood River after this break.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the Danish Baker. Legendary pizza served from 5 till 9, and it's a good idea to call for reservations. Fantabulous taste, neat atmosphere, and music too. Thursday's pizza night at the Danish Baker in downtown Dannenberg.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Melzac Service of Dannenberg is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melz Ag Service of Dannenberg, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See REI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show as we wrap up our coverage of the 2011 Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament. And we're joined now by the head coach of the champions of 2011, Darren Waddington. 228 points. We don't have all the records for 50 years, but that might be a meet record, 188 for Adams Central. I don't ever remember 220 being scored in the conference tournament. I know it doesn't matter exactly what the point total is, Darren. You guys want to win, but you did it in very impressive fashion. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the kids wrestled well. I mean,
came out and finished in the finals, too.
Yeah, that's really what I was looking for, honestly. I knew I had a pretty good idea going into the finals that we probably already had it put away. Oh, I lost you.
There we go.
Okay. I thought we probably had it put away already, but, you know, with the goals that we have for this team, in situations like that, particularly when you have big head-to-head matches with a team that's chasing you, you know, and they're big, good quality matches, good kids, you're looking to see how your kids finish, how they perform in that. And, you know, like Dan was talking about, we exposed some of their weaknesses. They exposed some of ours as well. So we got a lot out of it. I mean, besides the win, we got a lot of the good competition, and we saw some things we need to work on. But the bottom line is, I guess, I think we medaled 12 and, what did we go, 10 of 12 in the final round there or something like that. You know, so, yeah, I mean, when you wrestle that well, you're going to win. But I was just looking to see how we perform. We're trying to step up every week and get better.
That's the question I really have, Darren, is I felt, as I said during the broadcast, you know, you guys really looked good. And I thought one of the things is some of your big guns being in tough spots in matches, deep in matches, and showing where they were as far as being able to force their way into a win, making sure that happened. And what I wonder is, where do you think you are as far as peaking? Because, of course, you know, the best team doesn't always win the state tournament. It's the team that peaks at the right time, and you don't want to peak at the conference tournament.
Right.
And the comment that I made to Doug was that if they haven't peaked, they're going to be really good if they can ever get there. Or is this, are you wrestling about where you think as good as you are? I mean, where do you think you are?
We're not peaked yet. We are not. I know in my heart we're not peaked yet. This is funny. It's going to sound goofy. You're an ex-coach, so you're going to understand this. I go back to, you keep all your practice schedules.
Oh, yeah.
And last year we peaked at the perfect time. And so starting after Christmas, I started patterning my practices a lot after what I did last year. And last year we gradually got a little bit better until we built to that point. And no, we didn't. We wrestled well enough to win the day, and some of our kids wrestled up to their potential. But I don't think, you know, what I'm looking for, you know, for example, the Westcoat kid, you know, Lanowski's kid's tough.
Oh yeah.
But what you saw, the Westcoat you saw today, that's probably 90% of as good as he's better than that. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything, you know, away from Lanowski's kid. But Jordan didn't have any offense. Jordan normally scores points on his feet every match. And maybe he was protecting a little bit because he knew he was a good kid. But, you know, we've wrestled some other good kids, Teton from Syracuse, and we take him down out of the chutes. So, you know, he's got a ways to go. Lambert's obviously got a ways to go. You know, I'm not worried about it. Garrett's Garrett, and he'll battle through. He's had a tough – this has been a tough week for Garrett. We had extra weight last week, a couple extra pounds, and so he had to cut real, real hard. And it affects him. He's wrestling at his minimum weight.
How satisfying is this, being able to go through this in the sense that, you know, this team's really homegrown for you. You've built this thing through your little kids program. I know as a colleague, as a coach, through those years with you, how hard you've worked year-round to make this thing happen. How satisfying is it? Because you've done a tremendous job.
I don't know if you can put it in words, to be honest with you. I really don't. It looks like on the surface, and I don't want to take anything away from anybody, it looks like on the surface we've got a great program going, and we do. I mean, I'm comfortable with what we're doing. What happened here with this group of kids, and I had them, I think, when they were first or second graders, the first time I came in, but all of these seniors that's out there that you saw today, every one of them has stuck together every year. So it goes to show, when you have a big group, I got 10 seniors, you know. So when you have a big group of kids that stays together, that wrestles in the off season, not only that, but they're good kids. They're, you know, sometimes they're ornery, but all kids are, you know, but they're good kids and they listen. If we've, you know, I don't know if you saw some of our matches, but some of our matches, our kids were winning comfortably, and I'm chewing them out, and I made them let them go because I want them to take them down to their back and get the ultimate, the pin.
Well, I think the greatest compliment could be the Kumke kid. I don't know what his record is, 18 and 14 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
That's the one 18 and 14 kid you don't want to have to face. And that's the key.
Yeah.
That's what you've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a battler. You know, we moved him up a weight class today. He's normally a 71-pounder. But in search or conference point, and actually he probably is the four seed at 171 because he'd beaten a Carney Catholic kid. But there's no guarantees there. And I felt like at 89, looking at the competition, and I thought, you know what, we're going to bump him up and see what he can do. And he came through. It was a great day for him, confidence for him, and obviously helped the team quite a bit, you know. So our kids are, they're starting to get, and that's where we're working towards, but we're starting to get that warrior mentality, and you know what I mean by that. But, you know, we're not out to beat you, we're out to pin you. And that's what we've got to do to win the big one.
Wood River, your conference champion, Darren Waddington. Last question. You did win six of the nine matches there in the finals. You bring home six champions, but early on you had to face Adams Central at 19 and 25, and you mentioned Westcote and Lambrick, but it's such a momentum. I think you were going to be fine in the team race, even if those turned around,
right.
You're still going to win it. But your undefeated kids were able to stay undefeated, and it was tough. Jensen McTavish wins it in a pin, and then Jack Gangwish, maybe the man of the day, against Costello. You got two studs ranked, and he's able to find a way to win after getting thrown to his back.
Yeah, you know, Jack was just at 500 last year at 189. This is his third year of wrestling ever. He actually lived in the Shelton School District, and he moved into the Shelton School District. Dad sent him over to Wood River, but we talked him into coming out for wrestling to stay in shape for football. He actually, and this is hats off to Jack. Jack has a full ride offer. He just found out 2 days ago to play football for Chatham State. He got offered.
Don't do it, Jack. Don't do it.
Listen,
go to UNK.
I'm not
Jack.
Done yet. He got offered. Well, UNK hasn't got him on a visit yet. He got offered by UNL as a walk-on 2 days ago, I believe it was.
Cool.
And K-State called this morning, and it sounds like they may offer him a full ride to play some football at Kansas State. But the bottom line is that kid, you know, right now he's ranked number one. He's got two losses. One of them was to Costello. And you know how rankings are, their opinions. I'm sure he didn't know that Costello would beat us. That's how Costello beat us the first time. We got in a scramble situation and got to our back. But if Jack stays out of trouble, Jack's tough. He's a big athletic kid. You know, here's a kid, I swear to God, you guys, 4 weeks ago I couldn't pay to dig an underhook and shoot a snatch single. Now I can't pay him not to, which is good because he's, you know what I mean, but that's a kid who's finally started to listen. And he told me the other day, he goes, you know, Coach, I'm finally starting to believe that I can win, and I'm finally starting to believe that maybe what you're teaching me works pretty good. So,
darn kid. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go here. I know you got a couple things to do before you get out of here, and go enjoy it tonight.
Yep.
And another busy month, get you to Omaha, and we'll talk to you before then.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Darren Waddington, head wrestling coach of the champions from Wood River. We'll give you the final numbers and wrap things up on the Bisco Sports postgame show after this.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op pivot tires, Agrimax, Co-op quad front tires, and the Agro radials. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at the final team totals for this 2011 LUPLAT Conference meet on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. 10th place goes to the host Centura with 9 points. 9th place goes to Loup City with 10 points. 8th place to Donovan Trumbull with 40 points. And they have won some meets this year, Larry. Donovan Trumbull has done some good things in just 8 here today. Gibbon is 7th with 48. Ord is 6th with 61. Kearney Catholic 5th. With 74 points. Fourth place to Ravenna with 92. St. Paul third with 134. Adams Central is the runner-up this year with 188 points. And with 6 champions and 12 medalists, Wood River sets what could be a conference scoring record with 228 points. That's a great job by Wood River. One way that you can score that many points is that some of the other programs are down, obviously, Larry. But we have seen, at least over the last 12 years, just about every one of these programs have at least a good year or two. Wood River hasn't always been at the top. Adams Central is about the only team that has always been in the top three or four. And all the rest of these schools, for the most part, maybe one or two that haven't, but have kind of rotated through here.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to, and what does the future hold?
Well, I think, I mean, the parity isn't there. I mean, it's just incredibly top-heavy. You know, part of it is, truthfully, the LUPLAT Conference, very storied conference, but you cover Class B, Class C, and Class D, and when you look at, like, we're talking about this, Wood River, Adams Central, St. Paul, it's not an accident. Those teams are going to stay at the top of this conference probably just simply because of size, but it is down a little bit. One thing I can tell you is in 10 years, I would have told you going into the conference tournament, if I can score 180 points, I'm going to win this thing every year. To think that 188 points can't win it is amazing. This is, and I know this, probably looking at it from a nostalgia standpoint too much, this is a tough tournament, and to think that you could score over 200 points in it is pretty amazing to me.
Well, we had some great matches today at 2:15, the last one, because the heavyweights, the way it worked out, ended up finishing before 2:15. That's a match of the day. You got to give a great match at 1:25 between Lambrecht and Barry. I'd say those were the top two matches that we saw here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the way the Lambrecht match ended, but that 215-pound match, again, because you're talking two top-flight guys when it comes to Lincoln, you know, that was a state semifinal-type match, and the way that match went, if Gangwish can just keep himself from getting in trouble, he's going to be fine. You know, he controlled that whole match, but he got in trouble, and it sounds like, by what Coach Waddington said, that's his issue. If he only had a few years of wrestling, I understand why, but he's got to stay out of trouble.
Well, we are going to take one final break, and in case you missed it, we'll give you the champions one more time and then wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam. Proud of our area wrestlers.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City, proud supporter of area athletes.
Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print in Kearney is proud to support all our area athletes. Call Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print today and let them keep your school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar off Central Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the Danish Baker. Legendary pizza served from 5 till 9, and it's a good idea to call for reservations. Fantabulous taste, neat atmosphere, and music too. Thursday's pizza night at the Danish Baker in downtown Dannenberg.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker finishing up our coverage here. Again, a reminder that we have got more wrestling coming up. We will have district wrestling, the Saturday of districts, of course, the second Saturday in February. We will also be bringing you coverage from the Power 99 Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Again, everybody still refers to us as Power 99, and that's fine. We've changed over to Classic Hits. It's the same deal, and we're same coverage, we hope, and even better from time to time. But as you look at those districts, Adams Central is in with Aurora, Central City, Northwest, Minden. I mean, you look at some of these Class B rankings, and they've got a pretty tough road to hoe, too.
That's tough. You know, what you hope you can do in that situation is get guys to the finals, so then actually you're split from those guys at the state meet, but it gets tough to stick some of those guys through, and especially when you're in a situation like Coach Lenesky was talking about where they're young.
And Skyler's in there, too, another top 10 team. Then you look at where Wood River has to go. They will be in the Class C3 district, which, good for them, is just down the road at St. Paul. Boone Central's in there. Of course, I guess a lot of these teams are in there. Centura, Donovan Trumbull, Gibbon, Ravenna, St. Paul are all in that district. It may not stack up as the toughest district in Class C. Wood River may have a little bit better draw than what Adams Central has in B.
Yeah, no, Doug, they'll score over 200 points in that district. They'll qualify just about everybody. And then what Darren's going to have to do is go home and hold his breath for the draw because he's not going to be in the same district as any of those Hammers. And that's the one nice thing about being in the district of the Hammer, if you're a really good team like that, is you're going to wrestle those other really good people in the championship finals, which will split you at the state tournament. You know, the draw determines everything. You know, if you end up with the number one and number two kid on the same side, you don't know what happens. You hope to get split.
Well, and you look at District 3s is what usually covers our area. The D3 is at Amherst. That's where we usually end up. Loup City is going there. The C3 is at St. Paul with most of these teams. And as we said, the B3 will be at Aurora. So not a lot of travel, which is good for most of these schools. Here again are your champions and how it broke down. At 103, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, winner by pin in 147 over Jake Rickard of Wood River. At 112, Christian Nielsen of Wood River, winner by pin in 228 over Colby Ackley of Ravenna. At 119, Jordan Westcote of Wood River, a 3-2 winner over Derek Lenesky of Adams Central. At 125, Garrett Lambrick rallies to win by a pin in 550 over Christian Berry of Adams Central. At 130, Austin Starkey of St. Paul, 11-2 major decision over Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. At 135, Derek Holt of St. Paul, a 9-5 win over R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. 140, Jensen McTavish of Wood River, winner by pin in 239 over Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. At 145, Storm Rathy Hoffman of Ravenna, a 10-4 win over Dakota Barg of Wood River. 152 final, Jake Johnson of Adams Central, a 3-2 win over Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. At 160, Dustin Anchetta of Wood River, a 3-1 overtime win against Derek Barleen of St. Paul. At 171, Isaac Olson of Adams Central, a 15-4 major decision victory over Justin Kapersky of Ravenna. At 189, Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna, a winner by pin in a minute 54 over Chris Swoboda of St. Paul. At 215, Jack Gangwish of Wood River, a 6-5 win over Matt Costello of St. Paul. And at heavyweight, Chad Hartman of Gibbon, a winner in pin, 46 seconds over Brandon Hageman of Adams Central. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, whatever the sport is, they can take care of you, whether you're competing or watching. But with youth wrestling coming up, they've got everything you need, the shoes, the singlets, the knee pads, the headgear, and sometimes what the mothers need, just something comfortable to watch their kids wrestle around out there. If you like the hoodies, the hats, the sweatshirts, they got them there for you at Misco Sports. Well, Larry Baker, again, thanks as always for your help. Maybe we'll see you in Omaha. Huh?
You got
maybe
it.
We'll see you at Amherst. I don't know where we'll see you next. But last thought as we get out of here.
Great tournament. Again, tremendous coverage by you and the station.
it's always great to share the air with a Hall of Famer.
Well, I don't know. Hats off to Centura. They did a good job today hosting this meet with maybe their wrestling program down a little bit. They still stepped up and did a great job here today. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda for Larry Baker saying thanks for joining us. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg basketball is currently airing on ESPN 1460. And tonight, Tri-City Storm hockey against Fargo here on Classic Hits at 645. Till then, have a great weekend, everyone. Good night.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See REI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. Good luck, athletes.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
It's time for the incredible tractor tire sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Find low cash and carry prices on Co-op pivot tires, Agrimax, Co-op quad front tires, and the Agra radials. CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.